Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Cavaliers went to Detroit and beat the Pistons 125-97 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Up next for the Cavs will be the New York Knicks in the Conference Finals. Game 1 from Madison Square Garden will tip off tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Cleveland Guardians and Cincinnati Reds played an Ohio Cup Series over the weekend. The Guards took 2 of 3 from the Red Legs after a 10-3 victory yesterday afternoon in which the team hit 6 home runs. And Aaron Rye won the PGA Championship from a Ronnemink Golf Club yesterday. Rye finished 9 under and won by 3 strokes after being 2 shots out of the lead headed into Sunday. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Visit awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
T-Bone and Tyvis, can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun.
Come on, Joe!
Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the 5 best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Monday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
Doing good, Mike.
Wrong show, but sure. Doing good, Mike. Yeah. Hey, is it a vertical or horizontal tease? Can we bring up tomorrow? We have a guest coming in who said those famous words, doing good, Mike? Is that confirmed?
Calling in, yes.
Yeah. He's going to be on the show.
Yeah, that's confirmed.
Coach Jim Tressel be joining us. Lieutenant Governor Jim Tressel.
What we say, 7:45?
I believe 7:45.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll do at 7:45 today. We'll tease that ahead for tomorrow so people know.
Doing good, Mike.
Thank you. There, that guy. You mentioned it. He's going to be on tomorrow, so we're going to do that. Is that vertical or horizontal? I keep forgetting which one's which.
That's oblique.
That was diagonal. Right? I think your oblique is the muscle on the side of your body.
Right now, it's a diagonal tease.
Diagonal tease.
At 7:45, it will be a horizontal tease.
It will?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't... A vertical tease is when we tease something later in the show.
Later today.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Well, I like that.
We have, well, okay.
Do so we have, okay, we got overachiever later.
Today at 7:45. There's a vertical tease. Yeah. Teasing everything.
We'll get it right one day, Fish.
Yeah, we probably won't.
Fish isn't listening. He's on his way back from Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, congrats to him.
Our boss is always listening.
Our boss, Fish. Yes, he is. He is coming back from Kansas. Daughter graduated from, he sent us this picture. The photo of his daughter's sash, I guess she graduated from the School of Journalism and what's supposed to say communications, but on her sash it said communications. They left the C out of communications.
That's terrible. No. What is this? This is Kansas?
Yeah.
Like Jayhawks.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Man, yeah, that.
If I was Fish, I'd be like, give me all the tuition money back. If she's graduating from a school that can't spell communications.
Oh, absolutely. Because you know. If when you go to the college, if your kid doesn't get it done in class, they're not like, well, you know, they tried their best. Here's another semester for free. They charge you for those classes if your kid's got to go keep going to school to get their degree, right? But when they screw something up, well, that's on you. That's just, you should expect that we will make mistakes. Keep paying us anyway, right? So that's where I'm with you, Dylan. I would want a refund on all that. I did not need a refund for my weekend, though, because I was busy. Tyvis, I want to say I'm built different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like the way that. Go ahead.
I'm 350 pounds. I don't look very athletic, but I want to challenge people today. If you are not 350 pounds, here's what I want you to do. Strap on the equivalent weight vest that would get you to 350.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, I went and walked more than a 5K. I walked 3.3 miles.
Are you getting nature ready? Walk. You're getting ready for next month.
Yeah.
The Fan 5K. Make sure you sign up at 971therace.com. Yeah.
That is what they call in the business a monetary tease. Go sign up now, 971therace.com.
Well, we'll all be out there.
We will be.
Try to beat my 40 time.
Yeah.
You'll be doing the 5K.
I'll be doing the 5K.
Reese's doing the 5K.
Who's doing the 10K?
I don't Reese know. Reese is doing the 10K?
9.71K, I'm sorry. I don't know if he's doing the 5K or the 9.71K.
Cole, I mean,
no listeners.
Dylan, yeah. You going to be out there, right?
I'll be out there.
What event are you doing?
5K.
There we go.
You could walk 1 mile with Common Man.
Yeah, you could do that. Perfect. So you got, and then some, I'm sure some people are doing the 9.71K. But
you think they'll bring out the new ping pong table?
I don't think so. They got a new ping pong table in here, and we got emails about it. We got signs on it, like, do not look at it. Do not touch it. If you breathe on it, it will fall apart. Don't look at it. It's not. But then they send the email, this is for everyone to enjoy. And I was like, no, it's for two people to enjoy.
Here I was. As soon as I got in, I was, you know, I got my satchel on. Like, you know, usually I take my satchel and I put it on the table to shoot my shots, and no, I can't do that.
Can't put it on the table.
No personal items.
Can't put food,
personal items.
That's the ping pong balls are not allowed to hit the table, actually, because they'll damage the surface. Can't have that.
Tell you what, man.
We sent an email about a ping pong table. Where do I work? What the hell's going on here?
It's very inspiring.
Is it?
Common Man and Timmy inspire me.
In what way?
Because once we become more successful as a show, yes, I can make a demand to get a new Papa Shot.
Oh, the Papa Shot. No. The Papa Shot literally is falling apart. It's literally on its last legs.
A lot of people use the Papa Shot.
Yeah. But everyone uses the ping pong table. Very few people use the Papa Shot. That's why we had to get a giant new ping pong table in here. But no, the Papa Shot can literally be falling apart.
I'm jealous.
It has rusty nails hanging out of it. You can actually get, like, I don't know, every disease if you touch it, because it's got all kinds of sharp edges that are rusted and broken. But we don't need to fix that. Even though everybody uses the Papa Shot.
Must be nice. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
So, Inside Radio, we're number one in all of our key demos except for one.
I don't know what that means.
Common Man and Timmy are number one in all of them. See? I say we make a deal with Fish that if we get to number one in everything.
We get a new Papa Shot?
Yes.
Well, you know, that would be for the station, because then everybody would
enjoy
that.
No. Then we get. Then
oh, we just get our
then
own.
We hold people.
Put a sign on it.
At gunpoint. Yes. To not.
TV people will not be allowed to use it. I will. Because they just bomb from 40 feet away and they're like, well, I wonder why this rim broke off. It's like, because you're not standing where the Papa Shot is. You're standing a mile away trying to shoot
it. If you shoot. If you play Papa Shot, you are not allowed to hit the rim.
Here's my problem.
Nothing but net shots only on
that's
the new
right.
Papa Shot.
You hit the rim, out.
If that's the case,
Travis won't be able to shoot on it ever.
No chance.
Here's my problem is when they put a sign up, as soon as I see a sign, I'm just like, oh, that's what the sign says. I want to do the exact opposite of what the sign says not to do. That's a me problem. That's not a them problem. That's something I'm working on. It's a problem with authority.
I think you should go lay on it, T-Bone. I'm sure they would enjoy that.
That's how I enjoy the ping pong table. I want to sun myself on it like a beached whale. I just want to roll around on it.
Take a nice nap on there for when they come in later.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I felt like a beached whale yesterday. I walked around. So I was saying I was built different because I went and did a 5K. I walked like 3.3 miles on Friday. Then I get home and the kids are like, we want to go to Uptown Friday, whatever, the thing in
Uptown Friday nights.
Little street festival.
It was popping in Marysville.
Yeah, of course.
You was there?
I've never been there. I've just heard about it.
It's great. It's everything you can dream of and more, my friend. So then I walked like a billion miles around all afternoon and evening there. Did that. That was fun. Saturday night went to a concert at what we call the Pizza Dungeon, Donato's Basement over there on campus. They had a hardcore show.
Was at Sonic Temple.
Well, that's where I'm headed. So we did. So I was walking around campus, Short North area all Saturday night and going to kids soccer games throughout the day. Again, 350 pounds walking around. Then on Sunday yesterday, I walked like a billion miles walking all over Sonic Temple. Was out there with my buddy Luke. Saw a bunch of friends of mine. Like, It's nothing like it when you go to a place where you walk around and from like 100 yards, you can go from seeing Lamb of God, which is this huge metal act that's been around for 30 years.
They had the mosh pit.
They had the mosh pits. Oh, they had the people crowd surfing. They had everything. Mm. And I go like just a few stages over.
They was crowd surfing out there.
They crowd surf all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's nonstop. Bodies just up in the air, flying across. If you stand up.
Man, that's to the wind. I just want to see it.
You got to go.
I got to see it live.
Well, Reeser and I were talking about you because Reeser went too, but he did the whole four days.
He's crazy.
And I don't blame him. I don't think he's working today, and I don't blame him at all. I would be taking day two.
What a loser.
No. That's tough when you're out there for four straight days.
Ain't nobody get him to do that.
Yeah, but he's enjoying the music. There's so many. I was just saying, there's so many bands you can see where you go from seeing Lamb of God, who's a band I love, to another band called Thrice that's totally different that I also love. Those two bands would never play the same venue. But at Sonic Temple, it's like you can see them within like a half an hour of each other and it's one ticket. I'm just saying that's the beauty of music festivals is you can walk around and see bands that would never tour together, but suddenly there they are all in one place. So it's cool. So I had fun. But I'm just saying, built different. Because I got up this morning, felt great. Not sore, not tired, not whining,
were
complaining.
You, were you moshing?
That was a little bit of pushing and shoving, at the, especially at the basement show Saturday night. Tyvus, stop saying you wish you would, because Reese and I were talking about you, and this is what your reputation is. Last year, Sonic Temple, I got to go to that. Hey, you want to go? No, I can't. I'm busy.
You know what?
Year before that,
you
know, Tyvus, I want to go to that. Did you want to go? Did you go?
I couldn't afford it.
We would get you a ticket.
Dylan, did you
find a way?
I was offered tickets. I didn't go.
They didn't offer me no tickets. So,
well, you got to make connections. You got to know people. Once you get established in this town, you do something important. Yeah. Like when people get to know who you are, then maybe you'll get some connections.
You know, being an Ohio State football player
is one get you anything thing, around here.
But being in radio for a few years, Tyvus, saw the perks.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, I got some work to do.
I guess you do.
Next step is make a connection with who makes the Papa.
You're connected
machine?
To me.
That's who I need to get connected to.
I don't know, but we're gonna find out.
Let's find out if Billiards Plus has a Papa
shout
shot
out to
machine
Billiards
as
Plus.
Well.
Because
that's where
Plus,
the ping pong table came from.
Thanks to them for bringing in the ping pong table. Absolutely,
for
right.
everyone to enjoy.
And it is for everyone who likes ping pong to enjoy. And I think there are exactly two people here who really like ping pong. So there you go. The Cavs answered some questions last night. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Monday. We are noticing a few incidents out there pretty early. Over on the west side, a crash 70 eastbound at 270. That split there. That left lane is currently blocked. We also have a left lane blocked as you're heading outside of downtown, 70 westbound passing Kelton Avenue. And for folks in New Albany, stepping out right now, we are seeing a disabled vehicle on that 161 eastbound direction, just passing Hamilton Road. That right shoulder is blocked out there for you. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with
Bo Bishop and Dom Tabari. Dom remembers when Bo was a young whippersnapper. And Bo remembers when Dom wasn't part ape.
And then Yolanda one time wanted to wax my knuckles.
Tuesdays with Tabari.
Sponsored by Green & Sons.
Tuesdays at 10:30 on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A warm start to the day for us with wake-up temperatures in the 60s to low 70s. And then plenty of sunshine this afternoon with breezy winds and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. For tonight, will be mostly cloudy overnight. Our lows will get down into the 70s with breezy winds continuing. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The two most mature people working at the radio station. And that's just because they wear pants.
The pervert and the skivvies.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fan. All of the hair on their heads is slowly migrating to the lower part of their faces. And tracking. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Tweet the program at Bone and Tyvus 971. The Cleveland Cavaliers got the job done last night in Detroit. 125-94, utter decimation of the Detroit Pistons in a game 7.
BTA.
No question.
BTA. This was, you. I went to bed at halftime because they left no doubt.
It was unbelievable. And it's one of those performances that I said it answered a lot of questions. I mean, I don't know if it means this team's going to the finals. I don't know if it means this team's winning a championship. That's a whole nother set of questions. But the big questions for some of the guys on this roster were, can you get the job done, especially Donovan Mitchell? Can you get the job done and get out of the second round of the NBA playoffs?
For the first time in his career, he's going to the Eastern Conference Final, or the Conference Finals, I should say. Which is crazy to me to think that he never made it past the second round.
Of course.
So he gave you a lot there. James Harden is still terrible in Game 7, but he surrounded himself with some good players because he only shot 2 for 10 for 9 points. He was terrible. Well, I would say he was terrible.
He didn't have to be good, though.
He was bad.
But you know what?
I would say he was terrible. He showed up in other ways.
This dude makes like $40 million a year. Yeah. You can't be and shooting then, and two talking for about, or whatever and the hell he did.
Did you see all the reports about they're going to extend him and all of that?
Yeah, Brian Windhorst reported that James Harden is expected to sign a multi-year deal with the Cavs this summer, no matter how this playoff run unfolds. He played like it yesterday. He was like, who cares? I'm getting a contract regardless.
All right. And I'm not... I want to be clear that there's two ways to look at how last night went. Two ways to look at it, Tyvus, in my mind.
He's so negative.
Dill is
negative.
He's being real about James Harden because James Harden still, in Game 7, did not show up.
He's like, I'm going to be able to afford the strip club either way.
He was going to be here. Listen, he has a 50 million player option or 45 million player option. He's opted in, of course. Who's going to let 45 just sit on the table?
So yeah,
he's going to be here regardless. But listen, there is something that's real, and nobody's talking about it. I tweeted it out last night at One Tyvus if you want to go see it. There is 100% a such thing as Game 7 Jared Allen. Yeah, everybody got their thing. You got Hoodie Mello, untucked jersey, Kyrie.
Playoff P.
Playoff. Anyway, Game 6, Clay.
Uh-huh, right.
Like that.
There's plenty of those.
A such thing as a Game 7 Jared Allen.
Mm. He was.
Is two times back-to-back series that he just showed up and just took the game over.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem now is that next series he's going to see his arch nemesis, Mitchell Robinson. It was nice knowing
they're going to turn the lights up. They're going to brighten them lights a little bit more because they know Jared Allen's coming to town. If you're a betting man, on Tuesday, fade Jared Allen on everything.
Well, it's...
fade him on everything.
Share your Jared Allen, fade Jared Allen parlay with us.
And take him up. You can take him under. There's two ways you could do this. Okay. You could take him under on PAR or you could take him under on points and rebounds. It's a guarantee.
PAR is points, assists, rebounds, for those who don't know. Yes.
It's a guarantee.
I love how you just like fumble it out. They're like, oh, you know, PAR, like we're all doing as you're like sitting there smoking a cigarette, like, as we're all sitting there betting our 18 leg parlays, and just drinking coffee and smoking at 1 o'clock in the morning as you're up there sweating out a West Coast game.
Speaking of parlays, yesterday, let me tell you, I had a baseball parlay.
Uh-oh. Of course you did. Let's
hear it. Right? And it came down to the Cubs versus the White Sox. Now, the Cubs was winning this game. I got the Cubs.
Money line.
Yeah, Cubs money line. Right. Cubs is winning this game. This is a seven-leg parlay. The other six is done. Just the last one. Get to the game. The Cubs is winning. So I say, I'm going to turn this $5 into $200. Sure enough, White Sox come back, take the lead. I said, well, there it is. Next thing I look up in the ninth, Cubs tied up 7-7. I said, we going in no extra innings with the momentum. They go up 8-7. I said, yes. I should have just cashed out
Should have cashed out.
But I let it ride. We in Vegas, baby. Let it ride.
Yeah.
Sure enough, two run homer by the White Sox. They win. Parlay's dead.
Sorry, buddy. Just that's how it goes. I'm on Dylan's side on this. I have told you, Dylan has told you, if you want to do 6 and 7 game bets and all that, just bet all six of them straight up. Put $1 on each of them and do
that's boring.
And go win 5 of 6, 6 of 7, that's 7 of 8 and keep piling up money. And then, eventually you raise the stakes or as you would say, up the blick. And then you add more to the, instead of $5, you're betting 50 because you now have done a system where you got so much of a bankroll that you could go out and bet $50 on each of these games and you'd be fine.
I'll try it tonight.
Start it that way.
I'll try.
Start
it
at the bank and see what it's like when you win the majority of your bets because you seem to do pretty well on these parlays.
You want me to take 6-7 games and put $1 on each one of them,
or whatever you feel comfortable. $5.
I'm broke, so put $1 on.
You bet a parlay a day.
Yes,
no, I'm broke because I can't even get tickets to the Sonic Temple.
Oh my god. This is after the fact. He's Mr. I wish I could have gone. We talked about it for 6 months.
I didn't have no ticket.
We've been promoting it. It's been out there.
I didn't have no ticket.
So if next year we walk in with a wristband, and place it on the table. Are you going to show up?
I got to go.
I'm going to call. Okay. We're going to call Danny Wimmer of Danny Wimmer Productions, who run the whole festival, and say,
"Not important in this town, T-Bone.
Tyvis Powell would like to go." He will say, "Tyvis Powell?
Never heard of
the guy who should have taken a knee in the Alabama game? That guy's awesome. I love him."
He'll say, "Never heard of you."
No, he'll get you tickets, and we'll go. We'll get you backstage. We'll go. It'll be fun.
I don't have that kind of pull. I could just get into the festival.
I got backstage yesterday. I was walking around, hanging around. I was watching a band. I was watching Polaris, a band from Australia, or as they say, Polaris, because they're from Australia, mate. And they said Polaris, and I'm like, oh, I've been saying Polaris in honor of our mall.
Correct.
Apparently, they call themselves Polaris, so then I'd call them Polaris.
Well, you know, you so good around here. If you demand that we get a new Papa Shot,
oh, I don't.
It will happen.
I don't want to test the waters. I don't know if my pool is there, Tyvis. I don't know.
Anyways, back to this Cavs.
Anyways,
game.
Back to what?
The Cavs.
We were on. Guys trying to make a point 10 minutes ago about the two ways to look at this game, and you guys are all over here and over there. Sixth game, Steph Curry. Seventh game, James Harden. Eighth game, I don't know. The Lord rested. I don't remember what day it is. The point is, there's two ways to look at this game. Cavs. This is one way to look at it. They got the job done. Donovan Mitchell showed up. Big time stuff from Jared Allen. They're ready for the Knicks. The other way to look at this is, how did you let this craptastic Detroit Pistons team that only has one guy, who, by the way, Kate Cunningham, what an embarrassment that was. What did he have, like 12 points?
13, I believe.
Terrible. I'm a Cade defender. Terrible, but good.
You know what?
The Cavs locked him down, shut them down. Who was their leading scorer yesterday?
Danish Jenkins.
Duncan Robinson was one of, like, was scored as many points as Cade Cunningham. Like, that's a great performance from the Cavs. But the Pistons are coached by J.B. Bickerstaff. We think they're not a deep team. This Knicks team you're about to play is a much different animal.
They're not that deep.
Who? The Knicks? It's not about them being deep.
They're deeper than Detroit.
They have killers. Fair. They have killers.
You know what?
The Pistons do not have killers. Maybe, I mean, Cade...
They theoretically could be. First of all, they got one killer.
Okay.
And essentially, at their best, Donovan and Jalen Brunson is the exact same player.
You don't believe in Cat?
No.
I believe in Cat.
Cat is a good offensive player. He gives you nothing defensively. If I was the Cavs, I would go right at him because you're going to score every time.
I would go at
just
him.
Just like I would have went at Duncan Robinson and this thing would have been over in four.
Now, I'll tell you this. Here's what would give me hope. If I'm watching this game and I'm wanting to see the Cavs beat the Knicks, the first thing I'm looking for is I want to see Donovan Mitchell. Go ahead and, like, it's like on, if you were watching a football game and it's two powerhouses, if on the first play of the game, the offense just lines it up and says four verts and throws a deep ball and they hit. I want to see Donovan Mitchell take the ball from the 3-point line, put it on the floor, blow past his guy. Cat is standing there, dunk on his head and one. And then, like, it's 2-0 and the series is over. Like that, if I get that version of Donovan Mitchell right out of the gate, they're winning that series.
I feel like Donovan historically always plays some of his best ball against the Knicks.
He does.
Because deep down, he always wanted to play for the Knicks.
He's
from New York. Correct. Well, I mean, he's a Mets fan, so he's a New York, New Jersey guy, as FIFA would say.
So, like, he all...
This year, they're going to play in New York, New Jersey, even though the stadium is in New Jersey.
I'm not necessarily worried about Donovan. I hope he get his legs back in the next 2 days.
Well, sure enough.
Because, you know, it was times in this Detroit series where I was like, man, he looked like he hurt or something. So
he finally started looking like himself, though, in this game.
He did.
I love Evan Mobley.
Evan Mobley has been playing some really good ball.
That's the guy who needs to show up, Tyvis. The guy I'm that they you. Prefer over Giannis. Because James Harden... is going to do what James Harden does, and Mitch Robinson's going to lock up Jared Allen. So the only hope for the Cavs is Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley.
I'll tell you this.
If they run in two bigs, who's checking Evan?
I don't know.
Look at their lineup right quick, because that should be.
If Evan Mobley gives you 21, 12, and 6, I don't think I'm breaking any news by saying you win this series in 5.
Is he the Josh Hart?
I just don't know that he's doing that.
Their starting lineup is Miles McBride, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges.
They were playing really small against the Sixers. I don't know if they're going to do that against the Cavs. Yeah.
So then that means they're not starting two bigs. They're not starting Mitchell and Cat.
Mitchell Robinson is Wilt Chamberlain when he plays Jared Allen, so they should start him.
All right. Well, we'll find out tomorrow night. This is, you don't have to wait very long if you're a Cavs fan. They get right back to it tomorrow night. Game one, Eastern Conference Finals. Cavs and Knicks. That should be a blast if you like, I don't know, basketball, the Cavs, you're rooting for that. I just, this is the time of year. If you say, oh, I don't watch the NBA because all these games, nothing matters. Just guys doing rest days and stuff. Well, you don't have to worry about minutes restrictions now. It's the NBA playoffs. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. We're there. The NHL dropped the hammer on John Tortorella. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, the West Side commute is going to look pretty messy this morning. That's because construction is still going on with two major ramps out there. They are currently closed. It's that 270 southbound ramp and that 270 northbound ramp to 70 eastbound. For that detour and workaround, 270 will get you towards 70 westbound. Then getting off at Hilliard Rome Road is the best way to head 70 eastbound. Also note here, more construction happening on 70 eastbound at Wilson Road. Lane closures expected, only two lanes for you, lasting until at least mid-morning. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
44. If you've recently seen a photo of an older Baker Mayfield fresh off a bender, it's just Bo Bishop. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. Tyvus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Right, we had some lively discussion going in the chat here. Mario was mad. He said, leave it at T-Bone for some revisionist history. Number one team in the East. Good grief. Talking about the Pistons where I said they're nothing. Yeah, regular season doesn't matter. In the NBA.
Oh.
Go ask the Cavs the last couple of years how that worked out for them in the regular season.
Meaningless.
It mostly is. I don't necessarily put a ton of stock in what your regular season record is. I see a Pistons team that has, at their best, one guy who's awesome.
So it means nothing to you that the Spurs beat OKC 5-1 in the season?
No. Means nothing to me. We'll find out. I mean, that's going to be a banger of a Western Conference series. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Starts tonight.
Yeah,
unless
that'll be great.
Victor Wembanyama hits SGA with the people's elbow, takes him out of the series. That's the only shot they got.
I don't know, man. Wemby gets to goaltend on every possession. So you get, it's which officiating quirk is going to make its way? SGA getting away with literally every little feint and flop and getting the line a million times, or Wembanyama can literally block anything that's, as long as it's like not a foot above the rim. If he blocks it, they won't call it.
Hey, SGA foul baiting has gotten him back-to-back MVPs now.
He's the MVP of the league. You're exactly right. But yeah, that was going on. We had Z-Dog in the chat who said, Tyvus talks too loud.
I didn't know. I was
turn your radio down then. I don't know what to tell you. We're all loud here. I'm yelling all the time.
Have I yelled today?
Yeah, you yell about gambling every morning.
Well, that's true.
You can't be stopped.
Yeah, that's
you're
exactly
You're always
right.
yelling about your parlay.
Mm-hmm.
You should be working Saturdays with Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Yeah,
no,
really
they
should.
They are professionals.
Oh, I'd say you're getting there.
Scotty's a professional.
But then we had Dylan in the chat responding to Z-Dog and said he's a full-blown degenerate gambler talking about Tyvus, and then said his behavior is erotic.
Oh,
I'm wet.
Oh, yes. The word we were searching for, Dylan, was erratic.
Yes, and then Mario corrected me and spelled erratic wrong. What are we doing?
No one's... Everyone's dumb. It's like, welcome to the radio. It's like, everyone's dumb. Hi, good morning. T-Bone and Tyvus, we're all dumb.
That means that Mario can't be mad at Fish's daughters at Kansas for messing up
communications. They got the spelling wrong, yeah. Communications. That's whatever. Did Timmy Hall get his degree from there? I feel like he did.
It makes sense.
It totally makes sense. So it does make a lot of sense. Not making sense is what John Tortorella did, the former Blue Jackets head coach, now coaching the Vegas Golden Knights. They are in the Western Conference Finals out there in the NHL. But we talked about this on Friday, how they won Thursday night. He skipped the press conference after the game, did not appear for the coach's press conference, and then also closed the locker room, which is a no-no. NHL is not happy about both of those things. Apparently, some are speculating that early in the series, Braden McNabb got a suspension, and he's not happy about that. And some were speculating that was why he didn't talk to the media. I don't know what his reasoning was, but the NHL dropped the hammer on him. It was either Friday or Saturday that this came down.
They fined him.
Well, they fined him $100,000, which is a That's a very large fine for a head coach in the NHL to get. Not that he can't afford it, but
see, I'm so used to like football where it's like they'd be like, okay,
a fine typically for a head coach would not like 25,000 is like a pretty decent fine, I would say. If you're complaining about the refs or something, like $100,000 fine is significant.
Did Tyvus just say $100,000 was nothing to him in his playing career?
No,
that's not what I said. Pretty much what I heard.
I'm thinking of the NFL coaches who they would probably be like, "This is nothing."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in either case, it's $100,000 for John Tortorella, and also they gave up a second round pick this year. The NHL said, "Oh yeah, no second round pick for you, and $100,000 fine to your head coach."
That's a little steep. I ain't gonna lie.
It is, but I'll tell you, and like, I'm sure they're going to appeal it. Maybe the NHL will back off the second round pick thing because the club has dealt away the Golden Knights for whoever cares. They're 27, 28, and 2029 second round picks. So they don't have any second round picks after this year for the next 3 years. They apparently also have traded their second round picks away a few times before this. So they've only drafted in the second round twice since 2022. And they're not going to have any second round picks the next 4 years, apparently, because of this, in part because of John Tortorella's, you know, not talking to the media thing. I agree it's a bit harsh, but I appreciate them saying, we have rules. These are the rules that we've asked you to follow. It's not like we asked you to do something egregious. We asked you to sit down and talk to the media. You don't want to do that? That's fine, but here's the fine for that. They have media partners. They want people to be able to talk to these coaches and players.
That's a little steep. The 100,000 is already over the top. Let's just leave it at that. I don't know why you need to take draft picks away from the media, like, because he didn't talk to the media. Like, that's
if let me put it this way, that's ridiculous. 90% of these coaches would not talk to the media ever if there weren't some steep penalty for it.
That's ridiculous. The steep penalty is 100,000. You just said they usually get 25.
Yeah, but then the club could just give him a $150,000 bonus and he comes out ahead. So they said, okay, cool. We're going to also penalize. Because if the club stands behind that, then it's like, well, what? Then coaches will start doing it more. So they're saying, cool, your club's also losing something. So here's the thing with John Tortorella. Tremendous coach, motivator, all that stuff. I've heard he's a great guy in the community, all those things. When he was here, did a lot of good charity work, some of which you heard of, a lot of which you didn't. I give him tons of credit for all that.
But
I do not understand why this man picks fights that are unnecessary and why he decides to just be chippy with the media all the time. Like in places like Vegas and Columbus and Vancouver, he would get chippy. Like, I don't understand why that guy is so wound up about doing simple things. After you win a game, just go out and talk to the media and be like, yeah, we're glad we won. I don't know if his reasoning is because his guy got suspended or not. That's just speculation.
He should have went out there and pulled a bill. I'm just focused on next week.
Who? Oh, Belichick. Yeah. We're on to Cincinnati press conference?
That's what I would have did.
He could do. Yes, you know what?
You could pull a Marshawn Lynch.
That would be more effective. That would be more effective. Yeah, I'm just here. Marshawn Lynch, Super Bowl. Wasn't that the Super Bowl press conference thing? Was that when he did that?
Yeah.
The media day for the Super Bowl where they're just... Everyone's there, you know. They got the guy from Jimmy Kimmel Live is there, what? Like asking questions.
That was the Super Bowl.
I know his comic dog. Like, it's all a farce. But he showed up and said, "I don't want to get fired."
That action boss was definitely at the Super Bowl because I think Dion asked him.
His answer to every question being, "I'm thankful." That was also at the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, right. I'm just saying, there's ways you can get your. If you don't like the media or you have a problem with something going on with the NHL, you can get your message across in your press conference, but. And don't get me wrong, I'm not defending the members of the media. 90% of press conferences bore me to hell because they're just the same. Like, hey, coach, what was it like out there winning that game? That was great. We won. I really enjoyed it. Coach, what'd you think when you scored that goal at the end, sealed the deal for you? Did you feel good about that? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I felt good. Like, I get it. They're mostly pointless, but there's still an obligation you have that you took on as the head coach. And I don't like this about some of these coaches.
I'm sure media people get it kind of early where it's like, all right, he's going to be short-winded. Let's just go ahead and move on.
I just don't like it when guys like him, he is very much a do your job, toe the line, don't do anything out of the ordinary. Like, follow the rules and do what I tell you to do and we will be successful. I don't like it when coaches like that are suddenly with their rules that they have from their bosses, they don't have to listen to them. Good. I'm glad he got fined. He got the second round pick taken.
Do they have a shot at beating the Avalanche?
Yes. Of course they do. I mean, but realistically, that Avs team at their best is going to be I don't know if anybody can.
Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, you throw everything out for that.
But I understand that.
You got a hot goaltender. That's the main thing.
Here's the beautiful part. We are now in conference finals land. That is where, if you don't know anything about the NHL, you're going to see bangers of games. If you don't know anything about the NBA, Eastern Western Conference final games, turn them on. You're going to see bangers. They're going to be great games.
So. Well, there's one more semifinal game. Sabres Canadiens.
Game seven. Right. That's right. So that'll be an exciting one too. A game seven can never beat that. All right, we'll come back. We had an MMA legend return to the ring. It didn't go, I think, the way everyone thought it would. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
The roads definitely looking busy out there. We are now seeing a crash on the south side of Columbus, 23 in that northbound direction, passing Roe Road. That left lane is blocked for you. Over in New Albany, a disabled vehicle, 161 eastbound. Beyond Hamilton Road, that right shoulder blocked out there. And also seeing some slight delays with a police incident happening on the north side of Columbus. We're talking just north of Worthington. It's at 270 eastbound ramp to 23 northbound, so expect some lane restrictions out there for you as well. M10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.com.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept! And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Both of these men played sports in high school. Only one of them was good at it. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Saw this from B. Sprague in the YouTube chat. Ask T-Bone and Dylan anything. How depressed will you be 1-10 when the Knicks lose game one? I mean, I'd love to see the Knicks lose game one. I want the Cavs to win this series. I want them to go to the finals.
I don't.
Why not?
I want the Cavs to lose and then the King come home. And he deliver a championship to Cleveland.
Okay, I don't.
That's what I want to see.
I don't care who wins them a championship. If LeBron comes back and they win a championship, that's great. If he doesn't, I don't care. I mean, it'd be a big story if he came back, obviously, for the sentimental reasons of it. I'm just pointing out that I don't necessarily care how they win it. I'd just like to see the Cavs win another championship for the state of Ohio, for the city of Cleveland. I think that'd be awesome for Cavs fans everywhere. But no, I'm not. Our job here is to talk about what we think would happen when we watch these games before they're actually played. And then when they do happen, we react afterwards. Last night, Cavs answered a bunch of questions about getting out of the second round. Absolutely right. Now they have a bigger question to answer. Can they get past the Knicks? The Knicks have been a thorn in their side over the years, and they are a tough team to bounce. And they looked tough when they went out. How'd that series go against the Sixers? Was that a close series? Or did the Knicks just absolutely mop the floor with that team? You just struggled with the Detroit Pistons, who I know have a great regular season record, but if you watch the way these two teams play, I don't think you can compare the Pistons in this playoffs to what the Knicks are. So you are now getting a tougher test. But if you think, analyzing that and saying, hey, the Knicks are pretty good and I think they're going to be a tough challenge for the Cavs, if you think that's hating on the Cavs, well, so be it. T-Bone, I guess I can't do anything about that.
I just had a moment on TV where, like, you ever, how much TV have you done?
Not a ton. I mean, I've done some at 10TV. I used to do it at another place I worked, like, but just little spot hits here or there. Nothing like what you do where you go every day. You were just over at 10TV doing your morning segment every day at 6:42-ish or so.
Yes.
Tyvus is on 10TV, 10 plus. Go check him out.
So today I was over there, and as I was talking, like, I had, like, my mustache was, like, tickling my nose.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wipe it because I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it really was hard for me.
Oh.
Like, I struggled. Yes. I was sitting there trying to hurry up and get to my point. I was hoping the camera would pan.
So you could just... But when it did that,
it went to the other angle, which was still on me. So, like, I sat there and fought the whole segment trying not to scratch my nose.
Yeah. See, that's a tough thing. I mean,
my eyes was watering up. It was bad.
On the radio, I haven't had, I mean, obviously it's different because we can scratch our face or whatever you need to do. You can scratch your balls if you want to working in radio, but, like, that's a different thing. But the difference is when you have to sneeze, I've had that where I start talking and I have to sneeze and then you're trying to hold that back. You're doing the like, anyway.
That's the same feeling I just had over
it's
there.
It's such a horrible
that
feeling.
Same exact it's feeling is how I feeling. Just felt.
Well, it's you know what? I looked up while we were talking. I saw you on TV. I didn't notice anything visually. So I don't know. Maybe you were saying gibberish.
I had tears in my eyes.
By the way, I just saw on the TV for the golf people out there and the gambling degenerates like Tyvis.
Yeah.
Aaron Rye, who won the PGA Championship, he opened at 290-1.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
$10 would have got you $290.
Look at him with the quick gambling math.
Did you just say 290-1 would get you $290 on a dollar bet?
Is that no, what I said just, 10.
Oh, okay. Yes. That'll get you $2,900, right?
Correct.
Okay. Good.
That's all I would have bet.
Here's what we'll know. You'll find out if Scotty Vegas bet this or not and got it right by whether or not he shows up to work today. If he's not in today, he may have just put like $500 on Aaron Rye and he's not working. He's done. Yeah. He may retire if he did that because I know he bets golf. Him and Rothman, they love to bet golf.
And he hit... If I know where that, he is right now. He's still drunk at Hollywood Casino. That's where he's at.
That's 100% true. Great place to do it. So, MMA legend returned to the ring. This was...
Hold on. That's the second time you said it.
What?
It's an octagon.
I don't care at all. I don't care what shape it is. I don't care that you call it the octagon. Like, oh, actually, I don't give two craps. I don't watch MMA. What I do know is...
The ring is for boxing or wrestling, and then it's called a squared circle. Okay?
So great. All right. She returned to the octagon to face Gina Carano, who I know more from Star Wars than I know from this, but whatever.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
She was in Star Wars.
The Mandalorian.
Yeah, she was.
Yes, I forgot
she
about
had a turn
that.
In that, yeah. But
she fought an actor.
No, Gina Carano was an MMA fighter.
She also did fight an actor, yeah. Technically. They're both actresses.
They're both actresses, and they're both MMA fighters. But they were MMA fighters first who then went in over to the acting side of things. But either way, they had this fight. It was through Jake Paul's...
MVP.
What's it called? Yeah, Most Valuable Promotions. What was Floyd Mayweather's promotion? What was his called?
The Money Thing?
Oh, I don't know why I thought his was called MVP. I guess I got those confused. Anyway.
TMT.
Oh, that's right. Okay, the Money Team. There you
Teenage
go.
Mutant Ninja Turtle. Oh, that's an actual letter.
Hey, now we're talking my language. So anyway, it was the first MMA card apparently on Netflix, and this is through the Jake Paul deal that he has. Gina Carano, who's 44 years old, had not fought since 2009, and she is obviously a little previous to Ronda Rousey's time.
She should have stayed in 2000.
Well, yeah, it was 17 seconds. She was submitted to the armbar, Ronda Rousey's classic move. A lot of her matches went like that, of course, when she fought. But there was a video that was out there, and I don't want to get too far down the conspiracy theory hole, but part of this was because she had a quote Ronda Rousey did after the show, or after the fight, rather, because it definitely wasn't a show. It was a real fight. She said, I was hoping to come out of here as unscathed as possible. I didn't really want to hurt her. It was beautiful martial arts. That's what I think it was. It was art. There was a video of her basically with a trainer going through the motions, and literally the fight went almost move for move, exactly like what it looked like with her trainer when she was sparring before the fight. And so people are now speculating, like, did they do this for money? It's Jake Paul anyway. It's not like this wasn't a sanctioned UFC fight, right? This is more of an exhibition thing. I'm sure Gina Carano is not trying to get her arm snapped in half by Ronda Rousey.
All right.
Rousey. I'm sorry. I keep saying Rousey. I don't know why I say that.
Two things. One, Gina Carano, pretty sure she's 46 or 47 years old.
Yeah.
And two, if you watched Ronda Rousey in her prime, this is what a lot of her fights looked like to begin with. Are we saying that those fights in the UFC were also fixed?
I know tell you one. Which one wasn't when she lost to Amanda Nunes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's true.
When Holly Holm kicked her in the head Holly in Holm. Australia.
Holly Holm, that one was, I remember that one. And I'm not even a big MMA like fan, but that's one that, yes, absolutely yeah, right.
So before I started watching UFC fights, how Tyvis watches all his TV, allegedly free.
Yeah.
The first UFC.
Don't bring me in it. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
The first UFC card I ever bought was the one where Anderson Silva broke his leg against Chris Wilder.
I watched that one.
That ended in the first round.
Didn't he kick? Yes. And that's what's... Yes. Oh, I remember that.
Terrible. Ronda Rousey was also on that card, and it was a first-round submission. So I wanted to see Anderson Silva and Ronda Rousey. They fought for like a combined 50 seconds.
Jeez.
And I paid $80. See, and then after that, I was like, maybe there's another avenue to watch these fights.
I just feel like the legitimacy of anything put on by Jake Paul should be called into question.
Yes, because that's true.
That's where I feel like some of this goes for what I saw. Like, yes, Ronda Rousey is known for getting people to submit very quickly because you do not want to get your arm snapped in half. She obviously is capable of doing that. All that's bad. I just don't understand.
She's 39. Okay, so it was a 7-year age gap.
I wonder this. Like, to your point, Dylan, about you paid a bunch of money and you got to see the fighters you were looking forward to seeing for not their own fault, right? It's just how the fights went. You had a combined maybe a minute's worth of the action you were actually paying to see. I do wonder how many people will consistently pay to watch stuff like that. Of course, MMA has been very popular, all that. Now with Netflix, like, they're banking on you will just want this fight for free. I just wonder if you're getting a legitimate fight when it's Jake Paul involved. Yeah. I do wonder that.
Well, the UFC, ain't they with Paramount now?
Yeah, UFC made the move to Paramount, so now you'll be able to Paramount get that for Plus. Quote unquote free.
I thought they went with subscription. I forgot it was Paramount. I thought it was ESPN. Who's with ESPN? Is WWE with ESPN?
Yeah,
WWE,
ESPN.
Yes. Okay. But yeah, I thought these guys, Jake Paul and Netflix, did a good job of getting the best mixed martial arts fighters who are not under UFC contract on this card. I'm not sure if they could do it again.
Sure. I don't know how often that's going to happen either. I'm just saying this. At least when I watch it on WWE, I know it's fake. And they tell, and like, everyone is kind of in on it.
It's not fake, it's scripted.
Sure. I don't know that I can say that for MMA. I don't know that every MMA fight is 100% not scripted. That's all I'm telling you is that's a conspiracy theory I will fully go in on, and I don't care. Speaking of conspiracy theories, Aaron Rodgers is back. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Construction being delayed over on the west side, which means two major ramps are still closed this morning. We're talking 270, that southbound ramp, and that northbound ramp, 270 eastbound out there, should be ending by mid-morning today. Here's the thing, it could really impact that morning commute. So here's a look at that detour. 270 gets you to 70 westbound instead. Get off at Hilliard Rome Road, and from there you can head 70 eastbound. Also note here, a lane closure is expected. 70 eastbound out of Wilson Road, you only have two lanes available for you. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Cavaliers went to Detroit and beat the Pistons 125-97 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Up next for the Cavs will be the New York Knicks in the Conference Finals. Game 1 from Madison Square Garden will tip off tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Cleveland Guardians and Cincinnati Reds played an Ohio Cup Series over the weekend. The Guards took 2 of 3 from the Redlegs after a 10-3 victory yesterday afternoon, in which the team hit 6 home runs. And Aaron Rye won the PGA Championship from Aronimink Golf Club yesterday. Rye finished 9-under and won by 3 strokes after being 2 shots out of the lead headed into Sunday. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tyvus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. Almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Overachiever of the week coming up at 7:45 this morning. Saw that Aaron Rodgers apparently is back with the Steelers. So our long national nightmare is finally over, folks. We can find out if Aaron Rodgers is going to go out there and be old and bad with the Steelers this year as they probably stumble to yet another mediocre type of finish, somewhere between, you know, 7-9 wins, and most of their fans are rightfully so disappointed with that because they have higher standards than a lot of other NFL teams, whether they should or should not. I admire the fact that Steelers fans feel that way, but yeah, if you think Aaron Rodgers is coming out there and lighting the lamp and looking like a guy from, you know, 15 years ago, I don't see it, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't understand what's the point?
For Aaron Rodgers?
No, for the Steelers. I don't understand why they're doing this.
I don't either. But they literally hired a coach that previously worked with Aaron Rodgers.
I understand
you would think
that,
in part because they thought that would help rekindle the magic.
So let me ask you this. If they, let's say, two things. Let's say that the Steelers are just bad this year, like top five pick bad. Are they going to draft a quarterback?
I mean, I would tend to think they should be in the market for one. So, I know they, I mean, with all the,
so
we'll find out if Will Howard is,
well,
I hope
how?
He,
how
I, well, yeah, I would hope, you could find that out.
That,
but
how are we going to figure that out?
The only way is, and this is, I know, shocking to say that a 42-year-old man may not be the least injury prone guy in the NFL. Like, if he has an injury like he did a couple years ago with the Jets, where he's out after a couple weeks with the season, or in the Jets game, what was that, the first game of the season? Where he had the Achilles issue, right?
So, first game.
I'm just saying, there is a chance that because of injury, one of these young quarterbacks will play for the Steelers, but that's not a plan. I would think the Steelers would not be hoping for that to happen, given that they brought back Aaron Rodgers.
For the Steelers to be this prestigious organization that always do things the right way and always only had a handful of coaches in their whole organization, they're doing the exact same thing that the Browns are doing. They both in the same boat, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Both teams are doing the exact same thing. They're marching guys out there that's only going to be there for 1 year. So now you don't know if the guy behind him, the younger guy who you can actually invest, if you have a future with, is going to be any good.
You said the Browns are doing this?
I mean, that's all the reports.
Deshaun Watson?
That's the reports.
I don't doubt it.
If you pay attention to, Mary Kay, she said that he's ahead in this battle.
Well, she's not the only one. And we had her on Friday. And that's, that's something that I feel like when you have a draft that's supposedly as deep as the one coming up next year, yeah, you want to win now. You should, every coach in the NFL should want to go out there and win now. Organizationally, I think you also have to say it's better to find a quarterback for the next 5 to 10 years, right? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be your quarterback with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the next 5 to 10 years?
No, it's probably a 1 year deal.
All right. Is Deshaun Watson going to be your quarterback? I guess there's more of a chance he could because he's only, 31 or 32 years old. But I don't think it's likely that he's going to be that guy. But he's 10 years younger than Aaron Rodgers. At least if the Browns do that, I don't want that to happen. I think I'm not a fan of Deshaun Watson, put it mildly. Okay. But
he's 30, he'll be 31.
They will look at that and say, well, if he is good, then he could be our quarterback for the next 5 or 10 years. I just don't think that's likely to happen. The Steelers one makes no sense to me.
I think the Steelers think that the AFC is wide open.
North or the AFC?
The AFC. I mean, look at all the teams that made the playoffs last year. The Broncos, the Jags, the Texans. I think that they think they bring in Mike McCarthy, a guy that won 12 games 3 years in a row in Dallas. You maybe just change the voice in the locker room there. They make the AFC playoffs, and are the Patriots that much better than them? Is Denver that much better than them? Two teams that made the AFC championship?
Yes.
I think this is what they're thinking.
I'm not saying this is what I'm thinking. I agree with you that they aren't in that league. They're not in that category right now. I think their defense is overrated. I think they got a lot of guys who quite honestly aren't as good as everyone says they are. But you're right. They believe in themselves a lot more than I think their fans do. And I think a lot of NFL pundits do, quite honestly.
I mean, they went out and got Michael Pittman Jr. To pair him up with DK. So, I mean, they made some moves and all
that.
They
did. That's true.
I get all that. But all I'm saying is, your head coach literally came out and praised Will Howard this offseason. Oh, if I was the coach here, we would have drafted him way before the sixth round. That guy is really good.
Okay.
We'll never get to see it.
And then your organization.
If he is good at that, well, can we see it?
Then they also went out and drafted a quarterback who they all admit now needs to have his entire downloaded information as a quarterback reconstituted and redeveloped with Drew Aller in the third round. With the plan B, it doesn't seem like they have a functional plan at quarterback. And I'm saying this as a Browns fan. So that's something. If I'm saying the Steelers don't seem like they have a plan at quarterback, it's bad when even Browns fans can kind of point that out and not be wrong. Speaking of teams that share the colors of the Steelers, another black and gold team, of course, the black and gold that we root for most of us here in Central Ohio, the Columbus Crew, they made a move over the weekend. I'm staying at Sonic Temple. It was funny because I was standing around talking with a bunch of guys. So my buddy Luke, he runs a company called Talon Electric. They make guitar pedals, and they obviously you know, go music festival. A lot of the musicians use these pedals. So he knows all these people. We're all standing around talking, right? But there are a lot of Crew fans. We're at historic Crew Stadium. So we're talking Crew stuff. We're all Crew fans as we're listening to bands. Luke and I were standing there talking about how, like, I don't know if this is sustainable. I don't know what the Crew are going to do. They keep losing games. They tied Philly on the road after they got a wonder goal in the ninth minute from Hugo Picard and then did nothing with the rest of the game, tied it 1-1. Philly's trash too. So we're like, you're tying bad teams on the road, although Philly's always a weird team when you play them on the road, and the Crew have never had success out there. That's a whole nother story. But we're looking at what? Three wins on the season for the Crew?
Three wins, four ties, seven losses, I believe it was.
That is 14 games, three wins. That's not good. You can't do that. So as we're standing there getting ready, we've been talking about this all afternoon. We're like, I don't know what they're going to do. And we both said they're probably going to have to fire Henrik Rydström, their coach, and get, if not, like, that's the last stand for the GM. Issa Tall, the GM of the Crew, because this roster is not very good, I don't think. I think they've mismanaged this roster, but if you want to show that this roster is better than it has showed, you need to fire the coach and start over to have a chance to save your own job if you're the GM of the Crew, Issa Tall. Well, as we were standing there watching Lamb of God get ready to take the stage at Sonic Temple, we get the alerts on the phones. Henrik Rydström fired from the Crew yesterday, less than 24 hours ago. I'm not surprised. I'm glad they did it. I'm not surprised that the performance wasn't there. I'm surprised they had the guts to do it, given that you just hired this guy and you're trying to show that you believe in him. But good for them for having standards. The result's not good enough. And I don't know that this roster is good enough to compete for a championship, but I don't think you can let a guy who has three wins in 14 games be the head coach of your team if you have high expectations.
Are they bringing back Wilfred Nancy?
To quote the guy from the whatever broadcast that we play this from.
No.
They are not. They are bringing back instead Laurent Courtois, who was with Wilfried Nancy in Montreal and here in Columbus. Now he has been named the interim head coach, so he is going to take over there. He had been very successful with Crew 2, helping get them running. They had one championship, at least one championship, I believe. Laurent Courtois was the manager for that. So different voice in the locker room, we'll see. But they have said so far they're not going back to Wilfried Nancy yet. But
yet, huh?
We'll find out. But this is...
I see. Yet.
I'm just glad they didn't wait until July to do this. You know what I mean? Like, or August, when the season's pretty much... You could be out of it completely by then. They have a chance to turn this around and still make the playoffs if they get the right voice there, and if the team actually shows up and plays.
But, and he uninstalled everything that they learned from Wilford.
Well,
and put his own thing on it, right? So they got
tried to.
So, but now they got to go back to flip that again.
Not to get too in the weeds on soccer, but everyone who watched this team earlier in the season to now, they said it doesn't even look like this team has bought in on anything this guy wanted to do. It doesn't look like anyone is following whatever that plan was. And then the reports came out he really didn't have the locker room to begin with. So, yeah. No, that all tracks. They did not look like a cohesive team at all. Yes, they've had injuries.
What'd you say the interim's name is?
Laurent Courtois.
Courtois.
Yes.
Courtois.
Sure. So there you go. Let him live. Hopefully the Crew can turn it around because they have been abysmal so far to start this season. But maybe the different voice will get that done. The horseshoe will look a little different this season. We'll tell you why next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good Monday morning to you. If you live over on the west side, leave early if you can. We are seeing construction right now on that Wilson Road Bridge, and because of it, two major ramps are closed off. It's that 270 northbound and that 270 southbound ramp, 270 eastbound as you were heading downtown. That workaround, 270 to 70 westbound, and getting off at Hilliard Rome Road, looping back towards that 70 eastbound direction is the way you have to go. Also note here, lane closures happening right now, 270 eastbound at Wilson Road. Only two lanes available for you right now. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
The Fan is headed to the Memorial. Are you ready for 30 hours of live coverage? Oh, it's true, baby.
Sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling.
Thewaterworks.com.
The best Memorial coverage. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A warm start to the day for us with wake-up temperatures in the 60s to low 70s, and then plenty of sunshine this afternoon with breezy winds and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. For tonight, we'll be mostly cloudy overnight. Our lows will get down into the 70s with breezy winds continuing. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Coming Man, a radio veteran, has a large hemorrhoid. Timmy Hall, a good clean boy. Moonlight, Jazz Man's hemorrhoid. Coming Man and Timmy.
Weekdays at 3.
The Fan. One of these guys still believes he can play in the NFL. It's T-Bone. He says it's because of his low center of gravity. He's dumb. This is Bone and Tybus.
Looky here. Performance matters in intimate moments. Don't let ED get in the way. The truth is, most men don't have to live with it anymore. And you may be surprised how the right treatment can improve your love life. If you're trying to scratch that kitty cat, you need to go see my people at Tri-State Men's Health, because they use advanced medical science to empower male performers with therapies that go far beyond just some pills. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some of these treatments can have you last an hour or more. There's two locations located in Columbus. One is in Hilliard, the other is in Westerville. So call them today and find out why their advanced treatment strategies offer so much more. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. The cost of the appointment is only $99. They have an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the day after your appointment. So call them today at 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Tri-State doesn't pay you enough, Tyson. No,
honestly, I don't think they could. I don't know if they could do any better than that. That's pretty great. So Ohio State. Oh, by the way, I got to say this because I know we already have, we have people jumping in all the time. We spent a lot of time so far this morning talking about the Cavs. We got into, I mean, they just destroyed the Pistons last night. Game 7 on the road.
Shellack it.
It was not even close. Kind of over by halftime is how it felt.
Oh, I slept good. Mm-hmm. I went to bed. I closed my eyes knowing that when I woke up in the morning to look at my phone, that the Cavs was in. Like that, it was, they were up by like 20 points. It was done.
125-94. I thought I saw something earlier today about how that is, I forget who had this stat, but it's a good one to put out there. ESPN Insights did. The Knicks, Spurs, and Cavs all clinched their conference final berths with 30-plus point road wins. Before this postseason, no NBA playoff run had ever featured three 30-point road blowouts to clinch a series. This year's conference semifinals alone had three of them. So that is a pretty bizarre stat. But the Cavs, regardless of how bizarre or not it was, the fact of the matter is they deserve to be there. They dominated the Pistons in this game. Everyone knew the stakes. It's a one-game playoff when you get to game 7. But
it was an old-fashioned Joe Jackson butt-whooping.
Well, true enough. I don't know if that's a positive or negative. But Donovan Mitchell, who has never made it out of the second round of the playoffs in his career, had 26 points in this one. He looked awesome. He looked back to being more the player that they need him to be in this series. James Harden looked like Game 7 James Harden in that he was not very good and had 9 points. However,
he had a good team around him this time.
Didn't matter. Everyone else stepped up. That's what the hope is that when he has the off night, everyone else picks him up. When he is on, if someone else isn't, that's fine too. Hopefully you have enough of those. Now you go up against this Knicks team that I think is going to be a much tougher out than the Pistons were. Even though you took the Pistons to 7 games, I apparently am a hater on the Cavs by pointing out the Pistons have essentially one guy in Cade Cunningham that you have to stop. And they did last night. He did nothing in this game. But
at what point,
Knicks are going to be a tougher out, I feel.
At what point does age factor in? I know we like forget about age because LeBron is 41 and he's still doing it at a high clip. At what age in the NBA does it like, he ain't got it no more?
I mean, it depends. It's different for every guy. Would you say Steph Curry doesn't have it anymore?
No.
Okay.
But he's sure taking a step back.
Well, but what is Steph? 36?
Somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you put Steph Curry on either the Cavs roster or the Knicks roster right now, do they vault up to being closer to a favorite?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying is he hasn't hit that wall, but there are guys who are out of the league at 30 years old, 28 years old because they can't play.
Like James Harden is 36.
Okay.
Now, is James
Harden, it an age thing?
No, I'm asking you because it's like James Harden in this past series against Detroit, he gave you like three, maybe four really solid games.
Yes, he did.
But the rest of them was terrible. Now, this is two back-to-back seven game seven. So he's played 14 games in these playoffs. Who knows what he got left in the tank?
That's what I'm asking. I think that's a very solid point.
Is he like on the decline? Like we're like this? Because in a game seven, again, I get he's always historically bad, but like he's now missing free throws. It's just like it's not the same guy. And I'm like, I wonder if the age is kicking in.
Look, we're focusing on the fact that James Harden had 9 points in this game when you had four guys go for 20 plus points. If they get four guys getting 20 plus a game, if you get Jared Allen going 23, what did he go? 7-2, or Evan Mobley going 21-12-6 with 12 rebounds, 6 assists. You get that Evan Mobley?
You get that
Cavs in five, and they're going to the finals. Like, it legitimately is that simple for me. But I have to see the consistency now against the Knicks.
I don't think they're going to win game one.
They answered questions about getting out of the second round with Donovan Mitchell. They have to answer the question now of can they beat the Knicks? And that is, we'll find out. We'll see what they do. But that's the beauty of this is now you have a chance to go right that wrong. But yeah, for Cavs fans today who are on cloud nine because you just destroyed the Pistons in game seven, you should be. I don't know that I would bet the mortgage on them going out and just sweeping the Knicks like some of you I think are feeling this morning, and that's fine. I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on that. But I am saying, like, yeah, this Knicks series I think is going
to
be tough.
If the Cavs make it to the finals and lose and LeBron returns, will he be considered Kevin Durant?
What?
No. Oh,
what?
Nope.
I got to tell you, I don't know that I enjoy the sports radio that's like, if the Cavs win the series, but they win in seven, but James Harden gets hurt, but Donovan Mitchell scores 50, and Evan Mobley actually turns into a guy who, I don't know, now hits threes.
But Dylan don't,
what will that say about the viability of Steph Curry's career?
I don't know what the Cavs want to go to the finals, because if they do, then it might deter LeBron coming back.
I don't care about LeBron coming back. I know you do because you're not a Cavs fan.
A lot of Cavs fans.
I'm not necessarily a Cavs fan. I want the Cavs to do well. I'm rooting for the Cavs in all of this. What I'm saying is I didn't grow up a Cavs fan. I didn't go Gun Arena back in the day, but I do want the Cavs to be successful.
Yeah, gonorrhea. that's like a STD.
Gunned Arena. The Gunned. Yes. Okay. Never mind.
Can I answer Tyvus's question that you didn't want him to ask?
Because it's stupid. I don't care. Oh, if they lose, but they get LeBron, but they don't win. Who cares?
If they make it to the finals,
great.
They're going to think they don't need LeBron. And
Dylan is he Kevin Durant if he joins the Cavs? Like on the victory float, as they're going down, having another giant parade for the Cavs because they win another title, the thought on everyone's mind is going to be like, will LeBron be Kevin Durant if he comes back, though? That is what I don't know if I want him back. Like, what's the answer to this question that I don't think we should care about? Go ahead.
KD joined the 73-9 Warriors team that beat him the year before. So
there you go.
It is not the same at all. There you go.
Thank you. Glad we finally. Everybody can go to bed now and rest easy knowing the answer to a question that was keeping them up at night. Ohio State is installing new turf at Ohio Stadium, which is, I am always floored by how Ohio State does some things so excellently and so above like where anybody else is that it is jarring when you find out they're doing something that isn't up to standard. Like for many years, it has been talked about that Ohio Stadium's turf, the artificial turf that they've installed, is the type of turf that the NFL Players Association says is the most dangerous type of turf, and they don't want their players playing on it. And they've actually tried to get the NFL, and I believe the NFL has raised their standards for what artificial turf is allowed and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this system that they're installing
is Kentucky bluegrass turf.
I don't. It's fake turf. It's not real turf. I don't know what the Kentucky bluegrass turf
is. I think that's the name of it.
Oh well, this says the playing surface will feature Shaw Sports Turf Forge Series System, a system level product that is designed to meet NFL standards. Apparently, what they were previously using was something called, it was like the slit something or other turf that everybody hates. It's bad. I don't know.
Slits and Gundarena. That's what we got going on right now.
You're really toeing the line today.
It's
I was talking to somebody over there a few years ago about the turf, turf versus grass thing. And they were explaining to me, they said that they, if you do the study on turf versus grass, when it comes to ACLs, they said it's really not that much of a difference at all. Like they say, it's about like one, it's like two to one, not two to one. It's like very close. Like they both got ACLs at the same
rate. I remember the NFL
and I was like,
has pushed this as well.
Okay.
The NFL has pushed this as well. And it was like, I believe when the NFL said it, I don't remember the exact number, but it was something like, oh, it's only like a 12% difference. And it's like, yeah, but 12%, meaning that like when you have hundreds of players or thousands of players in the, I'm trying to think, how many players would that be? You have 54, you have a
53-man
roster times 32 teams. I mean, that's over 50, that's 1,500 plus players, right?
Almost 1,700. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So like 12% difference when you go to, so that means for every 100 players, there's a 12% increase in injuries. I'm just saying, if that's like 20 more players getting torn ACLs over the course of a season, 20 players, that's significant. That's almost one on every NFL team. One out of like two thirds of the NFL has another guy getting an injury. That's, I don't buy their stats when they bring that up, because it's like, yeah, it's not statistically, it doesn't seem significant until you start adding it to how many players in a season are going to have torn ACLs. Anyway, the good news is they fixed it. The shoe is getting better turf. So hopefully that will mean players won't be slipping as much. Players won't be getting injured as much. That's a good sign.
I just don't like that turf. It makes my knees feel bad when I'm on that turf.
Everyone who plays, like literally most everyone who plays on it, says it does not feel as good as regular grass. But yet, here's why. The reality is it's cheaper to maintain. That's why the NFL wants it. That's why college stadiums want it.
Let me ask you this.
That's why high school stadiums use it.
Let me ask you this. Are you donating to your local collectives?
You can do whatever you want.
To get the grass on the field?
No, because I know they'll never do it. It doesn't matter what I do.
We ain't got the funds.
Bo Bishop has been on about the silver on the sleeve, getting the scarlet and gray.
It took him 20 years, but he got it, didn't he?
I've been yelling about the grass for as long as I've been on the radio, and I know that's never changed.
Which is?
I started in radio in 2001. And I wasn't even at this station. I was yelling about it.
So 25 years you've been talking about it.
Ever since they renovated the stadium they dropped it down and put artificial turf in because it was below the water table or some other BS that they had.
You know what this exercise proves? Bo Bishop got more power than you.
Absolutely. I didn't have to
He's
tell
a candidate
that.
For commissioner of college football, Tyler.
That's what I've heard. Deion Sanders had a lot to say about the Browns' new head coach. We'll hear what he said in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Looking at two crashes out there for you on this early Monday morning. We're first starting off at downtown Columbus. There is an incident affecting that 71 southbound direction at 40, also known as Broad Street. That right shoulder is blocked. We also have that left shoulder blocked on the south side of Columbus. We're talking 23 northbound beyond Railroad and right before that 270 intersection. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
call now.
Bo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. In terms of the Waffle House menu, Tyvus covered and smothered his opponents. Meanwhile, T-Bone is a chunk of hash who's often covered in gravy. I'm not sure what that means either. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Was that 1-2 Ohio State Michigan game the last time they had grass in the shoe?
Yeah.
Was that 2006?
Right? Yeah.
That was the 1-2 game?
Yeah. I'm mad at you. Now I'm over here rubbing my knee. I got to go see QC Kinetics. Oh, you talking all this turf talk. I'm just over here rubbing my knee.
Apparently today I've had a lot of hot takes, which were, I think there should be natural grass in the shoe. I don't think that the Cavs beating the Pistons. I think it's great that they won, but I do think they're going to have a tough time with the Knicks. I didn't say I have the Knicks in six.
Lakers
I said it's going to be a tough series. Apparently these have all been very hot and spicy takes, but if you would like to get a hot take off, good news. Tomorrow is Hot Take Tuesday. So, you can get those in now. @Bone and Tyvus 971 on Twitter. Or you can do this fun thing on the app where you go to the Fan app, you go hit record audio, and you can leave us a hot take for tomorrow, and we'll play it for you. Coming up all day tomorrow, it's Hot Take Tuesday.
You are a real company man. I love it.
I'm just doing my thing.
You're doing everything right today.
I'm trying to.
Is somewhere in Kansas smiling.
I'm horizontal teasing. I'm not leaving any food or drink on a ping pong table.
We did a vertical tease, a diagonal tease.
Everything I'm supposed to do.
Man.
Yeah.
I went to the gym on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
What you do?
Well, what happened was...
Upper body or lower?
Here's what happened. I needed to go to the BMV, right? Because I finally got a new car. I'm no longer driving a rental.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
I can't relate. Go ahead.
I thought I was going to do a one-stop shop, grab the title and the license plate at the same spot. Never can be the case.
No.
So I'm in Lewis Center. The title of the place is like title and... Bureau of Motor Vehicles. I'm like, I can do them both there.
You're at Lewis Center?
Wrong. Yep. I wanted to, because I ride on 23.
Well, so, what's by it?
Who cares?
What's the point? Let's move on.
Because I'm head somewhere to get the title. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway,
what's next?
Got the title. Thought I was going to do it all at one place. They said, no, you got to go down the street to the BMV. I go in the BMV. The wait is like 20 minutes.
So you went to Planet Fitness.
So I went to Planet Fitness right next door.
Yeah.
Yes. To drop a deuce.
Good.
Needed to use the bathroom.
I'm so glad.
It took you 20 minutes.
So wait. So you said you're saying you went to the gym, but not to work out, just to use the bathroom.
Yes, and that's the first time I stepped in the gym since I resubscribed as a member 2 weeks ago.
You take 20 minutes?
Well, I was in there for probably like 10, 15 minutes, and then I went to the BMV and then only had a 5-minute wait.
So but you had
there's no bathrooms in the BMV, so I was like, I'm going to use... Probably. What man isn't on their phone when they're sitting on the throne?
Yeah, no kidding. Listen, you're in there to handle business.
Yeah, okay. I
that's fine.
I used my paid membership.
Don't time shame people on how long they sit on the toilet.
That's
right?
Ridiculous.
Why?
It's ridiculous.
Listen, you only have two children right now. Wait till baby tsunami gets here. You're going to be taking those 45-minute bathroom breaks just because you need to escape. Because your house is chaos, and you're going to have three kids running around.
They go bust in the bathroom.
No, you lock the door. You got locks on your doors?
Barricade it.
Lock the door. Barricade it.
Kick that door open.
Now that's the only thing is when your wife gets wise to it, then she's like, where did he go? And it's like, he's been gone for half an hour because he just escaped into the bathroom. It's like, hey, as long as I'm in here, they won't bother me. That's the cheat code right there. Lock the door and just... Take your time.
I just wanted your kudos, Tyvus, for being resourceful.
No.
No, man. You went to
there was no toilets the gym, in there, so I found the closest one.
Okay. Did you put some paper down?
I like how Tyvus was so focused on...
Wow, he living on the edge.
Oh, wait, you didn't put paper down?
They don't have paper there.
He living on the edge.
You, they have toilet paper?
I got to say.
Pull the toilet paper out and lay out some pieces of toilet paper and sit on it.
Planet Fitness bathrooms one level below Bucky's.
You raw butt knee seats like that.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Raw butt. There we go.
If it was up to me, I would never use a public bathroom, but it was an emergency.
It is up to you. You don't have someone with a gun to their head dragging you around like, get in there! Use it! We say stuff like, if it was up to me, it is! Don't go there. Drive home! Don't go to the DMV!
It must have been
an undetermined location.
It must have been an emergency if you ain't put no paper down. You was like, I can't hold this.
I do enjoy how this whole focus of this conversation, Divas, initially started with, what is near the DMV? I need to know what other restaurants were there.
What he was talking. I needed to know where he was. I like to paint the picture in my head.
I see. All right. So Deion Sanders was on the Garrett Bush podcast.
G. Bush.
I know someone else who's on that podcast. His name is Tyvus Powell.
Barbershop. Make sure you check in the Final Cut every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Me, G. Bush, and Earl.
Are they going to fix your little avatar?
No.
Looks nothing like
have,
you.
They have an avatar with Tyvus who looks like more like my body type than his. Tyvus's body also has tattoos on it, which the real Tyvus does not, but whatever.
And he's
white, which is bizarre.
It's a representation of who I really want to be.
Okay, sure.
A fat, light skin? That's what you want to be?
Whatever the case. Here's the point. All right, so Deion Sanders was on this podcast with G. Bush, and apparently he said this, that he was supposed to go meet with Todd Monken, the new Browns head coach, next week. Apparently he was supposed to do it, but he said he had to shoot a commercial. Deion did, so he didn't get to. But he said, I want to meet him, though, because I think it's vital as a coach, not the dad. I can tell him a few things about Shador, how to get him going. He also said about Todd Monken, I love him, man, because he's a straight shooter. All these little side conversations that was had before him, he ain't with that. So it sounds like there's a little bit of a, if I'm reading that right, sounds like a little bit of a dig at the previous administration, Kevin Stefanski and others,
a little bit,
saying
definitely a little bit,
he feels like by comparison, Todd Monken is a straight shooter. That would seem to indicate that Kevin Stefanski was not.
We need to play better.
I mean,
that's as straight as you can get. That's as honest as you get, because yes, they do.
I don't think it was hard for us to come up with that, to why he feels that way. You know, I understand that as a father, he's trying to do what's best for his son. So I understand, like, wanting to meet with him. He said he wanted to meet with him as a coach, not a father, to get how to get grown going. That's what he called Shador. But okay. I feel like probably Kevin and them probably thought, like, you know, it's our job to figure that out on our own, right? And that just didn't happen, clearly.
I mean, look, I understand the logic Deion is employing, but I got to ask you, as a former player, and Deion would know this is better than anyone because he played in the league too. If you found out a player's dad came and talked to the coach, is that a normal thing in the NFL that, like, parents are involved with the coaches? I know it is somewhat in college.
It's not, but okay. it's Deion.
Well, and he said he's coming as a coach, not as a father.
Right, but like that, you can't separate the two.
No, you can't.
Like, and it is what it is.
And I do understand that Deion Sanders is someone who knows a lot more about football than the average football parent, clearly. But I do wonder, like, at what point, even if you are the greatest football player of all time, if you're coming in as a coach, not a dad, or you're just coming in from the football side of things. I don't think NFL head coaches really want to hear from parents, even if it's someone as great as Deion Sanders. I just wonder, in the locker room, would players look at that and go, man, your dad had to come over here and talk to the coaches? My parents didn't have to do that for me to become, like, Myles Garrett's parents will have to go talk to the coaches to get him playing time or talk. You know what I mean? Like, he's just awesome and he goes. And I'm not saying everybody should be compared to the greats like Myles Garrett, but I don't think Deion Sanders' parents would be coming over to talk to his coaches back in the day, because he didn't have to. He just was awesome. And if Shador Sanders is awesome, he won't need anybody to talk to the coaches either. He can go out there and win this job. It's available to him. Go win it.
Well, he said that he's coming into town this week or next
he
week?
He said he was supposed to, but then he had a commercial shoot, so he couldn't. I don't know if it's still on.
Well, all I know is, this is what I have to say about that whole thing, is that it doesn't matter what camp you in. Deshaun, Shador, who you feel should be the starter.
Dylan Gabriel,
Taylen Green. It doesn't matter.
Sorry,
because tomorrow, they hit the dance floor, and it doesn't matter who is there, who talked to who. When I press play, who's making the better plays?
And what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the start of OTAs. They hitting the dance floor tomorrow.
I feel like there's been seven starts to OTAs.
No. You thinking about voluntary minicamp.
Got voluntary minicamp, rookie minicamp, OTAs.
Correct. What does OTA stand for?
Off-season team activity. Yes. Which
so
is
everything that just happened was in the off-season activities involving the team were not OTAs. This is official OTAs. The NFL is so confusing.
OTA starts for the Browns and a handful of teams.
All right. Then so we have his chance.
We got the OTC, the original tribal chief, Roman Reigns, as well.
Oh, my God. But anyways, okay, at the end of the day,
there we go.
Like, I'm not going to go back and forth with people about who the starting quarterback is, because I'm in the camp of there's a new coach there. There's no biases. There's no rep discrepancies, none of that. This is all brand new. And boy, everybody on that roster has to go in there and show why they deserve to be the starter or be on the roster. Now that that's happening, I just want to see the results. That's it. I'm at the point where it's like, I just want to see.
I'm with you.
Because everybody got a fair shot to show why they should be the starter. Joe, and they better run with it.
Meanwhile, the Bengals OTAs, Joe Burrow's parents are going to bring their horrible drapes they had when he got drafted and that horrible living room that they had. And they're going to bring that and be like, play him. Otherwise, we're going to do the whole facility with
Joe's
these drapes.
Joe's dad is a coach.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So you can come talk to him as a coach. He coached at OU. That's why Joe has lived in Athens, went to the Plains High School or whatever it was called. Overachiever of the Week coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Watching a few crashes out there pretty early on this Monday morning. Starting over on the west side, there is a crash 70 eastbound passing 142 just outside of West Jefferson. The right shoulder is blocked. On the opposite side, another incident, this time a disabled vehicle affecting that 70 westbound direction beyond Hilliard Rome Road south. That right shoulder is blocked out there. Also seeing a crash in our southwest Columbus area. It's on State Route about 104 westbound beyond Hall Road, right by 71. That left lane is blocked. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
org.
Rockman and Ice.
I can't watch horror movies, but there was something about the Saw movies.
What movies?
What did I say?
Horror.
Too slow. Horror. Thank you.
Rockman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
No, I've never heard of the band on T-Bone's shirt either. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis.
So we were talking about Dion flying up to talk to Ty Monken and how it's such a big deal and everybody's making a big deal out of it. And it made me start thinking. A lot of people want the Browns to be bad so they can get Arch Manning.
Well, that's been, I think one of those people, whether he'll admit it or not.
Is that dude behind the glass?
No, I was going to say the dude who signed your checks.
Oh, Cleveland, Jimmy.
Mr. Tennessee might be up for, I know he doesn't play in Tennessee, but that family has meant a lot to him.
Correct.
He's obviously close with the Mannings, with Peyton going to Tennessee.
I thought you was definitely talking about Dylan. But anyways, it's funny because if you get Arch Manning, you don't think that you'll have to deal with Arch, Peyton, and Eli?
Cooper. All of them.
So, I don't understand why it's such a big deal for Dion to say this, but if Arch was there, you would get it times three, I believe.
Oh, well, we just had the story come out. Eli Manning talked about how the Chargers, if you remember, drafted him, and his family famously said he will not play for the Chargers, and so they worked out a deal to get him to New York. But apparently one of the teams that the Chargers floated trading him to was Cleveland, and they said absolutely not. No way. We do not want him going to Cleveland. So, that is interesting that the Mannings have basically skated on all of that. When I feel like if Deion Sanders, which he did say, there were things about, I don't know if I want my son going to this place or that place or whatever, but the Mannings actually did that. And at the time, I remember it being a giant scandal. I remember people saying, you don't get to do that. That's all been lost to history now. We just wash that under because people, because Peyton Manning's great. Eli Manning won Super Bowls, so no one really cares about that now. But yeah, for sure. Archie Manning absolutely did that. Also, Peyton Manning's wife got HGH delivered to the house, and nobody ever brings that up either. But
And now, it's time to highlight someone who's better than us in every single way. Meet our Overachiever of the Week.
Sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air. Your trusted experts in air conditioning and heating 7 days a week.
Also, Peyton Manning had allegations when he was at Tennessee of harassing one of the trainers. And, allegedly. Google Peyton Manning teabag and see what comes up. That's all I'll say.
T-Bone, we could do a whole podcast.
I'm just pointing out the inconsistencies when it comes to the Manning family. We just treat them like gods, and I don't know why.
I'm so with you on the Peyton Manning HGH conspiracy. I think we should do a whole pod about it. That's how passionate I am about it.
Yeah. Wife got deliveries of HGH. It was like, oh, that's for the wife. That's not for me. Even though I'm coming back from major injury, I'm Peyton Manning. Definitely not for me. NFL was like, good enough.
He had just had his neck fused, and then he comes back and throws 60 touchdowns and wins MVP. All natural. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Chris Perez's dog says, why are we getting blamed?
So are you picking?
At the time, Indians pitcher, so Chris Perez, they blamed him getting shipments of marijuana on the dog, apparently. That was
so your overachiever of the week is Peyton Manning's doctor?
No.
Or his wife for taking the allegations?
Good for her.
Good for her.
She can't get suspended by the NFL. What are they going to do? You're banned. Okay, great. No, actually, my overachiever of the week, and she is a plucky underdog. God bless her. Caitlin Clark broke the WNBA record with another 20-10 performance. She broke this on Friday night. She has the most 20-point 10-assist games in WNBA history. She, on Sunday, pushed that number to... She has now 12 of these such games in only 57 career appearances, which is pretty impressive as it is. But when you factor in that she cannot shoot on the road, That's even more impressive that she got the 20 and 10 in half the 57 game. Because on the road, you know she couldn't do it. So she had to do it at home. So there you go.
You got it.
That's my overachiever of the week.
Hate.
You got it,
even
buddy.
In your overachiever, you still got to hate. I got two. One, I'm giving a shout-out to the men's baseball team who swept our rivals. The team up north this past weekend, beating them 3-0.
You go Buckeyes?
I know. Go
Buckeye baseball.
Anytime you beat the Wolverines, I'm for that.
Absolutely.
And then my last one is Chelsea Gray. I was sitting there watching this game where the Dream was winning.
This is WNBA, yes. Atlanta Dream.
Yes.
Going against who?
They was going against the Aces. The Aces was winning.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, they was winning the game by like 15 points.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there watching it. The Dream had an unbelievable fourth quarter where they came back and they took the lead.
Yes.
And
wow.
Chelsea Gray, game on the line. Not even Asia Wilson. Chelsea Gray, game on the line, gets the ball, post up, turn around, fade, bucket. It wasn't at the buzzer. It was like one second left, but essentially ended the game.
Okay.
I was like, finished the game with 21 points and six assists. Shout out Chelsea Gray.
She plays for
the Aces.
There you go. All right. Just clarifying that. I definitely knew that.
That's a dang shame.
Sorry, I don't remember every WNBA player's name. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure she won the little unrivaled.
Great.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Not everybody knows everything. I'm just saying. Just give people further details. That's all. Dylan, who's your overachiever of the week? By the way, you could go 3-for-3 here because we both had WNBA players for our overachiever of the week. So
give me
if you don't hate Dylan, either you hate women or you're going to have a WNBA player here. It's one of the two. So pick your poison.
I stay consistent. We got a familiar name to this segment.
Okay.
My overachiever of the week is LeBron James.
Oh, stop.
New Mexican, New Mexico javelin thrower LeBron James broke the NJCAA record for javelin throw with a 77.91 meter throw at the national championships.
Yes. There's a guy named LeBron James at, where did you say?
New Mexico Junior College.
Okay.
They named their son after him.
Which inspires me.
Oh, God.
You said your mother-in-law asked if you were having more kids. Once I saw that someone named their kid LeBron James, I was like, that too could be me.
Are you having it with Justin?
Dylan, I just want to point out, last name is not James. So
your name best will be LeBron Gonzalez. LeBron James Gonzalez.
Okay.
Why not LeBron Ramon? Ain't it Ramon?
That is his middle name. But LeBron James Gonzalez.
Okay. See, I didn't know LeBron's... Wait. Is that real?
Yeah.
LeBron's middle name is Ramon?
I'm pretty sure
it is.
Why have we never called him Razor Ramon? How did LeBron go 25 years in the NBA or in our conscience as a public knowing about this guy? We never called him Razor Ramon.
The same way Deshaun Watson has been in the league for all these years and nobody calls him by his real government name of Derek.
Oh, that's true. Derek Watson. I would never have. Then maybe you should start going by Derek. I think Deshaun Watson's name tarnished. Maybe go with Derek Watson. That's a quarterback that can get things done for you. And maybe he'll be allowed to get a massage somewhere other than the team facility because he doesn't have the allegations.
To answer your question, though, I'm actively practicing at having another kid, but it's scientifically unlikely.
Okay. We don't.
Having sex?
You mean it's unlikely?
You need
the number to Tri-State Men's Health?
Hey.
800-900-9654?
Look at that.
Or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Getting bonus reads in here? You getting bonus pay for that, or is that just a freebie? Which Buckeye is the best bet to pop in the NFL this season in their rookie year? We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still looking at some major construction over on the west side of Columbus. We're talking that 270 northbound ramp. It is closed right now to 70 eastbound. We do have crews working on that Wilson Road Bridge, and that's why we're seeing these delays. So for that detour to work around it, take 270 northbound to 70 westbound in that direction. Get off at Hilliard Rome Road, and from there you can loop back 70 eastbound. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Cavaliers went into Detroit and beat the Pistons 125-97 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Up next for the Cavs will be the Knicks in the Conference Finals. Game 1 from Madison Square Garden will tip off tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Cleveland Guardians and Cincinnati Reds played an Ohio Cup Series over the weekend. The Guards took 2 of 3 from the Red Legs after a 10-3 victory yesterday afternoon, in which the team hit 6 home runs. And Aaron Rye won the PGA Championship from Aramic Golf Club yesterday. Rye finished 9 under and won by 3 strokes after being down 2 shots out of lead headed into Sunday. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Visit Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two men, one appendix. This is T-Bone and Tybus.
Just pointing out, less than 12 hours ago, I was standing backstage at Sonic Temple, rocking out. We Came as Romans. Good band. Check them out. Metalcore band. I'm just saying, build different, Tybus. I got up today at 3:30. I'm here.
You know who isn't?
I was out there rocking yesterday.
You know who was out there rocking yesterday that ain't here today?
Who's that?
Air Greaser.
Well,
and I hope he's listening.
Hold on.
Air, shame on you.
I bet you he's not. I bet you he's sleeping on
shame
his PTO.
Shame on you.
He should be sleeping. By the way, Reaser was out there like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is different. I was only out there. I got down there at like 2:30 yesterday and left at like 8:30.
He's better than you?
Yeah, absolutely. In every way. Yes, he's in shape. He's got better hair. He's got better facial hair. He's more talented. He knows more about sports. He did 4 days at Sonic Temple. I did one. All the above are true. I can admit that.
I need to know, is he running the 5K or the 9.7?
Well, whatever he's doing, he's going to do it faster than me. Because I'm not running all of that. I'm probably going to run some of it. I'm going to rock a lot.
You're going to run.
Yeah. I'm going to walk run it.
Pick the knee up and put it down.
I'm going to walk run it. Yeah. I do that.
You know what?
Tybus, I dare you to put on 100.
I might go with you.
All right, Tybus. If you do, here's what you have to do. You have to put on the equivalent of like whatever the weight difference is between us. So we'll try to find like a 25-pound vest for you that you can put on. Just say we'll get you in the equivalent weight that I am. Listen, and then you will see who goes
best. I'm in the
250s now. Okay. So 100-pound vest. There we go. That'll be perfect. And then we'll see how that goes for you. But yeah, that was a fun weekend for me getting to be around. I went to one of the after shows they did for Sonic Temple. So I saw a lot of rock music this weekend. If that's not your thing, that's fine. I know a lot of people had graduation parties this weekend. So whatever you had this weekend, hopefully you had a good time with it. And hopefully now getting back to work isn't too much of a drag for you.
I'm tripping on the fact that kids get out of school in May. It was
my kids are out this
June.
Week is their last week.
It was always like June 6th or something like that.
Yeah, but these
like
kids start in like the second week of August now. Yeah, man. That's ridiculous.
I guess that is true too.
My birthday is August 14th. Me, Magic Johnson, Tim Tebow, all the same birthday for whatever that's worth.
Oh, by the way, Tim Tebow walking out with Morgan Wallen.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell Haley Williams, the lead singer Paramore. She's not a fan of that.
Only people that shared a birthday with me is Lupe Fiasco and Michael B. Jordan.
Well, I'm just saying, August 14th, when my birthday is, used to be like, when I was a kid, it was like, oh, that means I've got a couple weeks until school gets back in. Now, for my kids, that's like, oh, dad's birthday is today? Well, on to school I go. Like, they're already going back to school mid-August. You're right, Dylan. So that's why they get out earlier, for sure.
I had a dream that the school year started after Labor Day.
Oh, I didn't know where this was going. I thought Martin Luther King was here. I was like, I have a dream. Good for you, Dylan. I want to hear it. Let's go.
It ended before Memorial Day. They should get the unofficial start and the unofficial end of summer for their summer break. The kids deserve it. They're our future.
How's that best of coming out going on?
All the best of sounded great on Saturday.
You got one on Monday.
I actually got an email or a text message from my guy, Mikey, who listens in Canada, let him live. And he is a big listener to the station. And he sent me a text and said, I'm glad now we have the weekend hour-long recap, which is on the station. It's also being podcasted. He said, because I got to be honest with you, I can't get up at 6 a.m. But I'm glad now I can catch up and get like an hour of the show. And I was like, hey, that's great. However you get us. But yeah, go subscribe to the podcast. You'll have that. You'll have the full shows as well. T-Bone and Tybus podcast. It's on your favorite podcast app. It's also brought to you by Capital Ford of Columbus.
Best of's 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on this very radio station.
You can hear it live 8 to 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, or you can go get the podcast, or do both. Do all. Do better. That's what I tell myself every morning in the mirror, and it never works. So that's fine. All right, so which Buckeye best bet to pop in the NFL this season as a rookie? So I saw that Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger himself, was picking Caleb Downs to win NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. He has a podcast. It is called Down in the Bayou. Is that?
That sounds right.
In the Bayou. Just in the Bayou, not down. But Caleb Downs did a podcast about LSU, it would be called Downs in the Bayou, right? Because isn't that what his podcast is called? Downs to Business? Because it's him and his brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tyrann Mathieu's next guest, John Fogerty, to talk about the Bayou.
Do you get that joke at all, Tyvus?
No.
Dylan, it was a good effort. I appreciated the effort. I liked it. I thought that was great. Anyway, so he talked about it. He said he thinks that him playing in Dallas will mean that he will have the best opportunity to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. What do you say to that theory? And then we'll get to the odds on what it is actually for Defensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL.
I feel like if they utilize him correctly, he could definitely be in the running because he's such a really impactful player. But I just think that it always leans more towards the edge rusher because the sacks matter. I mean, if they go out there and get 9-10 sacks, like that's like, oh my goodness, as a rookie, like that's impossible to some of these people. So I feel like that you're always behind the eight ball when it comes to that. You would have to get a lot of interceptions in the secondary to win that as a DB, I think.
Even if you play the position perfectly, but you don't have one interception,
they're going to look at it like, what did he do? It's the secondary is always tough because it always comes down to interceptions, which the D line, it always comes down to sack numbers.
That's a bit like how offensive linemen are treated when it comes to the Heisman race, where it's like you could be the quintessential offensive lineman, best one we've ever seen in college football. You may get third place in the Heisman voting because it's just you don't have stats.
What did Orlando Pace finish? Second? Third?
I think he was second or third. He definitely didn't win it. I mean, I'm saying like you can be almost perfect at it, but like it doesn't matter because there's no big stat that you can have other than they had to create one. Pancake blocks, like they were trying to do anything to say, how about this? Look at how many times he just puts a guy on the ground. So yeah, to your point, safety is one that maybe you don't get noticed as much because of the way that position is, but he could definitely have an impact. Here are the odds for what it's worth for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Reuben Bain and David Bailey both are at plus 500, and both of those guys are edge rushers, so that makes sense. Arvel Reese is next at plus 650. Sonny Styles at plus 750. And then tied at plus 850. So essentially like 8.5 to 1 odds. Caleb Downs and Mansoor Delane. So if you think, if you agree with the Honey Badger that Caleb Downs is going to be the guy, pretty good odds you could get right there.
For sure. I just think it's going to be tough because you got to get those picks, which for some odd reason, the NFL today, the DBs don't get a lot of picks, and it blows my mind that we went from guys getting 12 to 13 picks a season to you getting to leading the league with like 6 or 7.
I think we know why.
Not the hand motion.
Oh, by the way, the 6-7 thing that reminded me. Did you see who now has jumped on that, the 6-7 hand motion craze?
Who?
The Pope. There's video of the Pope, I guess, over the weekend. Someone said 6-7 and he did it, which, you know what? So now, I don't know what that means. Does that mean it's dead now?
That means the kids aren't going to want to do it.
I think that means that happens.
I thought that's why the adults was doing it, to make it die from the kids.
I'm not Catholic, but I think if the Pope does it, do you not now have to open up your service at your Catholic diocese and all the local churches there? Don't they all have to now do that? Because I don't know how it works, but I think that's the way it should be.
Is the Pope cool amongst the youth?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
He seems cool. Number one, American Pope, Chicago Pope, getting things done. That seems like a show on CBS, by the way. Chicago Pope. Like, it seems like they would do that, and it would be all about it. Like, hey, how you doing? Hey! Like, even though that's not how this Pope is, I feel like that would be a show on CBS, and Kevin James would somehow be the Pope from Chicago or something stupid like that.
But, by the way, Orlando Pace finished fourth in the Heisman voting in 1996, which is crazy.
Do you have who finished ahead of him?
Yes. Jake Plummer.
What year did you say that was?
96.
Okay.
Troy Davis, and then I'm going to baffle this name of the guy who won it. Daniel Warfel? Danny Warfel.
You say this is 97?
I'm not familiar. Yes, 96.
Danny Warfel doesn't... Oh, no, that's Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell does, like, bad takes on college football now, but he also was a college quarterback.
He finished fourth?
Yes.
Damn.
He's the last one to even finish... Probably top five, period.
This just made me feel really old that you said, I've never heard of Danny Warfel. That's okay. That's okay. This is how I was when people talked about MASH back in the day. I'd be like, good for you. I know of it. I haven't watched it.
Also,
I get it.
Baker informed me that Caleb Downs switched his number from 18 to 13. I think both are going to just look absolutely gross.
It's going
to
be very weird.
He needs a single digit.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with that. Real quick, the offensive rookie of the year, since we talked defense, there is a Buckeye in that too, obviously, for offensive rookie of the year. Jeremiah Love is the odds-on leader at plus 250.
They gonna work him.
Oh, you know it. Boy. He'll have stats. He'll have numbers.
Get about 25 carries a game.
Fernando Mendoza second at plus 350. And then you have Carnell Tate at plus 500.
Okay.
So if you think Carnell Tate's going to be the offensive rookie of the year, 5-1 odds. Slightly better than those other two guys. So there you go. The NHL dropped the hammer on John Tortorella. Should they have done that? We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Monday. Some better news for our friends on the west side. We have both ramps on 270. It's that northbound and a southbound ramp, 270 eastbound. Officially back open, repairs just ending on that Wilson Road Bridge, so keep that in mind. But also, in our southwest Columbus area, we are seeing a crash, unfortunately. It's on State Route 104 westbound, also known as Frank Road, beyond Hall Road, and near that 71 intersection. That left lane is currently blocked. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Yes.
Good news. Jack has personally invited the Fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A warm start to the day for us with wake-up temperatures in the 60s to low 70s, and then plenty of sunshine this afternoon with breezy winds and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. For tonight, will be mostly cloudy overnight. Our lows will get down into the 70s with breezy winds continuing. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead. Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. When Tyvus looks at Bone, he sees the future. Bald, fat, white. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Tyvus, when I say the words...
Oh, you know what?
When I say the words Comer and Cross,
there you go.
That's what gets me going.
That's what I'm here for, because you was going to mess this up.
I was going to mess this up, but I didn't. And I can't. And you know what? Comer and Cross can't mess it up for you either, because they will transform your garage with a gleaming new Comer and Cross garage floor in literally a day. All the stains, the cracks, the bad epoxy job or paint job you tried before, all that on your garage floor can be wiped away. It'll be a different garage floor for you. It'll look fantastic. When you get that new Comer and Cross garage floor coating put on your floor, and right now, if you call them at 1-800-NEW-FLOOR today, they will take 50% off installation when you get it scheduled from Comer and Cross. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That is the phone number. Or you can go to comercross.com, comercross.com. They will take everything out of your garage for you. They will lay down this new flooring for you, this solution. In one day, it'll fix all the cracks and pits in your garage floor, and it will look perfect. You'll feel like you're driving into a new car showroom when you pull into your garage the next time. That's the promise from Comer and Cross, and that is why they're giving you a great deal now. 50% off installation at 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. So call Comer and Cross to transform your garage today. Tyvus, the question I was excited to ask you is, do you know, when I say the words the Smashing Pumpkins, have you ever heard of the Smashing Pumpkins?
No, is that a real band?
Do you know this song?
Never heard it before.
You've never heard this song. One of their biggest songs of all time. It is Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Off their album called Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. That album hit 30 years old back in October last year. They've announced they're going on tour. North American tour celebrating the 30th anniversary of this double album. And the tour is called the Rats in a Cage Tour.
Rats in a Cage.
Yes.
You going?
I'd love to go see this band.
Are they playing in a laundromat?
No. They're playing in giant arenas, Tyvus.
This was at Sonic Temple?
No. Oh. This is a band that's going on tour. The Rats in a Cage Tour. This is the song where they say Rat in a Cage. This is what the song is.
They said Rats in
a
Cage not one time.
They just did.
Okay, go. I heard See, it that time.
Well, I was talking over it.
Him listening to this is like you listening to Kodak Black. He Who? Understands that.
Her?
You don't.
I don't know who that is.
Kodak Yellow. Apparently, Heron knows Smashing Pumpkins.
Tyvus, you're going to find that a lot of people know who the Smashing Pumpkins are.
Dylan, you know who
are.
Smashing Pumpkins
I
are?
I do know who Smashing Dang. Pumpkins
okay.
are.
Yes. I'm just pointing out. They
I'm
have,
a, I I'm will admit,
Ryan
though,
Baker.
They are going to play, apparently, that whole album, front to back, and then they're going to play a whole other set of music that's not from that album, from the rest of their, get ready for this, Tyvus, 40-year career as a band.
They've been in the thing for 40 years?
Yeah.
I never heard. I'm going to ask Josh Perry.
Great. Ask whoever you want if they've heard of the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm going to tell you, you're going to find a lot of people who have heard of them.
To Tyvus's defense, I've heard that song about a billion times, had no idea what they were saying.
Zero. Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. You never understood that?
I had no idea that those were the lyrics.
Dylan, I got news for you. You will not be able to hang with my bands then, because all my bands are a lot less clear than that on the lyrics. Go listen to Mugshot, Baptized in Concrete, and get back to me. It's a little different is all I'm going to say.
If you can understand mumble rap, you should be able to understand these bands.
Well, I can understand Future. I can't understand Smashing Pumpkins.
That is interesting. I don't know how that works, because I have listened to some Future, and I have trouble. That's a little tough for me.
I'm assuming it just depends on what community you were raised
well,
in.
Well, you know, T-Bone listened to the Young Boy.
Oh, did you?
He listened, yeah. I sent him I Hate Young Boy song, and he said, I didn't understand a word he said.
No. I said I didn't understand a word of it, but I felt all of it because it was angry. he was basically, from what I gathered from the song, telling everyone, try to step to me and see what happens to you.
Pretty
Am I
much,
wrong?
That's pretty much what was
so
going
I didn't
on.
Understand a word of it, but I got the message. And that's what's most important. The NHL sent a message to John Tortorella, the Golden Knights head coach. If you don't remember, Torts obviously was the head coach here. And then, you know, they moved on, mutually parted ways, I believe. I can't remember if we fired him.
It was a reported mutual parting of ways.
But I think
somebody got fired.
Right. Either way. I mean, he did a lot, obviously, for the Blue Jackets, and clearly a lot of people still hold him in high regard. The Knights were not going the way they wanted to. Golden Knights not playing as well as they wanted to this season. They parted ways with their former coach, I believe, in like March. It was pretty late in the season. Brought in John Tortorella. He now has them into the Western Conference Finals, but when they won their clinching game, he decided not to show up and do the media availability. Now, I don't know if he's gone on the record and said why. I haven't heard anything. I looked for it this morning.
They're
going
to ask him whenever he's got media availability. They're going to ask him.
And that will be must-see TV, because I would love to see his response to all this.
He going
to
do a Randy Moss. Straight cash, homie.
Maybe. I don't know. But
how you paying that $100,000? Straight cash, homie.
Well, they're fining him $100,000, and they took away a second-round pick for the Golden Knights.
That's
straight
steep.
Cash, homie.
There you go.
That's steep.
That is steep.
The $100,000 is enough.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm no way, shape, or form defending the integrity of press conferences. I think most press conferences, quite honestly, are boring and unnecessary, because 90% of the time, what do they say? You know, if you win, it's... Coach, how'd you feel about your team when they scored that third goal and put you up 3-1? Did you feel pretty confident? It's like, yeah, we felt good, but, you know, we had to finish the game out. Like, we've heard those comments a million times. If you lose, it's like, Coach, bad loss today. What are you trying to do? Well, we're just going to flush it, try to move on. Like, 90% of these press conferences are useless.
It's weird because this was after they won, correct?
Well, that's the thing,
that's
right?
That's the part that I don't understand is why he wouldn't talk after you win. Why not? After the loss, I get it. Like, it's hard sometimes, especially if you was that invested, but you won.
Well, like I was saying, I think most of these press conferences are pointless. However, it is in your job description to go to them. If you're an NHL head coach, you have to show up to those things. Just like if a player signs up to play NHL hockey for John Tortorella and then he loafs around, doesn't give effort, and doesn't do what he's supposed to do when he's on the ice, John Tortorella is going to pull him off the ice and scream at him and tell him he's not doing his job. And I think that's essentially what the NHL did to him, was say, sorry, man, this is part of your job. Whether or not you think it's necessary, worth your time or anything, you have to show up and be there. And if he doesn't want to do that, I think the NHL did the exact same thing he would do to a player. If they weren't getting the job done for him, he would do whatever he could in his power to get the message across that that's unacceptable. So that's what the NHL just did to him. Charged him a bunch of money and took away a second round pick.
And they don't have a second round pick after this.
They don't have a second round pick in 2027, 2028, or 2029. So this was going to be the one that they had, because I guess of the last four drafts, they've only had two of those second round picks because they've traded them for stuff. They've traded them for future assets. I mean, you get guys like Mitch Marner on your team, you're going to have to trade some picks, right? That's part of how that goes.
I thought they just signed him.
I thought it was a sign and trade.
Oh, you're right.
I can't remember if they signed and traded.
Well, either way, the point is they've loaded up their roster to try to be good. And you don't do that by just leaving your picks on the table.
I never thought I'd say this.
Yeah.
I think I want to watch on Wednesday the Knights versus the Avalanche.
There you go.
It staggers with the Cavs, so I'll be able to actually watch, because I could care less about the Spurs and OKC.
You don't think there's going to be a little drama with the SGA versus Victor Wembanyama?
It's going to be a great series. I think it's inevitable that OKC wins.
It's going to be interesting to see which ones the referees more unfair refereeing to.
It would make the finals more appealing if the Spurs win.
Because it opens it up.
Unappealing?
It makes it more appealing.
Okay.
Like, I would be more inclined to watch the finals if it was the Spurs in there.
Sure.
Because I don't know who's going to win between the West or the East. If OKC's in, it's a done deal. It's not even no point of watching it.
Why do you disagree with that, Dylan? I'm curious.
I mean, if you'd believe in NBA conspiracies, know for a fact that the Knicks are making the finals, because I don't think they could do small market team versus small market team in back-to-back years. But I think more people are just familiar with OKC's roster than they are the Spurs roster. They know Wemby, and that's it.
Wembanyama's going to be the draw, though. But it doesn't matter.
SGA's the back-to-back MVP. Hey.
Yeah, who cares? He sucks. Everybody doesn't like him because he goes and draws fouls. He's a foul merchant, so no one wants to watch him, I'm told.
He sucks.
And from a draw standpoint, no one wants to watch that.
Then they have our boy, Chet Holmgren.
All right, let me lock in.
Yeah. Our guy, Chet, was not locked in. I hope they win just for that, so we can see him drunk again
So let me get this
on the
OKC versus the Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks.
Yeah.
You're going to watch it, and you're going to think the Knicks actually got a chance.
No, I didn't say
that. Okay, that's the point.
But if it was the Cavs and Spurs, or the Spurs and Knicks, you'd say you could see it go either way.
It'd be an even series that no one would want to watch.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I don't know
about
that.
Shots fired. All right. Well, hopefully the Cavs can get there. It's all a wash anyway, because Cavs are just going to win this one in four, and then the next one in five, I think.
Oh,
so they're going to just, yeah.
Whoa.
9 games left to go to. Yeah,
not Aaron Rodgers. That helped James Harden out.
I think it would. Joshua Perry is going to join us in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, just north of West Jefferson, over on the west side of Columbus, we are noticing some things going on our roadways. The first thing's going to be the right shoulder. It is blocked on 70 westbound, just as you're passing that Hilliard Rome Road South area. Once again, because of a disabled vehicle. But here's the thing. We're looking at a 12-minute delay for drivers on that 70 eastbound direction, the opposite side of the road out there. That's because a crash just cleared up, but it did cause, obviously, some lingering traffic. If you can, maybe take 40 to head downtown. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your favorite.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. The Buckeyes, the Big Ten, and the rest of college football. We tackle it all in the Breakdown with Joshua Perry.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Every Monday, 8:30, Joshua Perry joins us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Joshua, good morning, and I have a non-sports question for you to start things off. Are you familiar with the band called the Smashing Pumpkins?
What do you mean by familiar? Like, have I heard the name? Yes.
if I heard a song, do I think I'd be able to be like, oh man, that's Smashing Pumpkins. Like, I'm not there.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Because we brought this band up last segment to Tyvus Powell, and he said you said, Tyvus, what was the quote? I'd never
heard of them.
Heard of them. Not heard them. Heard of them.
Okay.
And I was just in our chat. Everyone is roasting Tyvus for not knowing Smashing Pumpkins. And I just didn't know. I thought I would ask you, as a well-cultured man, if you had heard of Smashing Pumpkins. And I know you know music. So I thought I would ask. That's all.
Let me say this. It's not something I would listen to.
Fine. Tyvus,
your children growing up in the Olentangy School District will be exposed to some things that you wouldn't typically listen to. They will become more worldly people because of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh, you telling me that growing up you heard a bunch of different genre of music, and did you what was the one that you like was like, oh, you know what, I like this?
That's a good question. I got into like a little bit of the screamo, like when that was a thing.
Lucky
some of those songs just had a bit of a vibe to them. Like, it's again not like something I listen to often, but pops up on the playlist every once in a while. You just vibe to it.
Little My Chemical Romance. You ever go down that?
You know, yeah, absolutely. Okay. A little something like that.
Perfect.
You're a better man than me.
That's good.
Outside of Stacey's mom, I really don't know too much.
She's got it going on.
Stacey's mom. Yeah. She did have it going on. So let me ask you guys this.
Sure.
Yesterday, they had the MVP announcement that was supposed to happen on Prime. And then my guy Shams goes ahead 12 hours beforehand and scoops the announcement.
The NBA MVP announcement did get ruined by one of the NBA's leading reporters, Shams Charania. Yes, that's right.
So I'm the internet is like debating hard about, some people are like, well, that's his job. His job is to be first. And other people are like, you can be first on news, but being first on an announcement is lame. And I was curious where you guys fell on this debate.
As a journalist, you break the news first.
Okay.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I'm not a journalist, but I've worked with plenty of them. And they get emails all the time from leagues and from teams that say, this is an official announcement that's coming down at, let's say, 4 p.m. But it's embargoed until then. You can know about it, but you can't write about it. But you can get your story ready. You can get all your coverage ready. You can have a camera crew there if you want to film, you know, the announcement, whatever. They have to let people know so they can get ready for the coverage, but they give that information out specifically with the don't post it until we announce it thing. I've seen people guessing that he did that because he had a scheduled tweet that was supposed to go out at 7:30 p.m. Instead, it went out at 7:30 a.m. or whatever time it was. And so that might be why he did that, was an accident. Because, yeah, usually you don't do that. But where do you come down on that, Joshua?
So it's a little bit of an interesting thing because I've worked with Shams in the past and I respect his hustle. I respect his grind. I don't think he's really a journalist. Like, I think these guys are transactions guys. Like, anytime it comes to doing news, I think it's like a little bit of a weird world for him because he's used to being fed information basically on like transactions that are happening. So like, I take the is he a journalist thing out of it because I don't see him in that light. Amazon paid a lot of money to be able to announce that, and I think it puts everybody in a bad spot when somebody else who's a rights holder decides to scoop an announcement. The other thing I would say is Woj being gone definitely makes people look at him in another light, because before it was
I think we may have lost Josh.
Oh. And now it's just like, you got me back?
Yeah, there you are. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was saying, like, when Woj was around, they were really competing for being first, even when it came to announcements. And now he's gone. It's just like you're doing this weird thing where you're competing with yourself to be first. And it's just like you could have waited on that specific instance. So I thought the debate was interesting because it brings up this whole thing. Like, I think journalists are few and far between nowadays, and people are more or less just content creators. And that's what he does. So I take this idea of like, oh, he's got to be first. It's like you can do the right thing and let another rights holder, you know, do what they paid to do.
That makes sense. Josh, you know, this week marks the start of some OTAs opening up. And your experience from OTAs may have been different from my experiences at OTAs. You were drafted and I was not. When you opened up OTAs, not rookie minicamp, OTAs, where were you on the depth chart and how did your first practice go?
I was rolling in with the twos. It was like any rookie's first practice. I'm like, okay, we're setting the front different than how we set it in college. So I'm thinking a little bit on that, and we're playing in a 3-4 and not a 4-3. So that's a little bit of a different thing. You know, like there was a lot of slow moving and a lot of thinking that was happening, which meant that there was a lot of yelling that was going on.
Are you suffering from paralysis by analysis?
I was suffering from, I'm trying to speak Spanish as somebody who grew up speaking English my whole life. That was my issue when it came to being in the new defense. There was a lot to learn.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, speaking of these guys learning stuff, I know that we talked about this a little earlier, that Tyrann Mathieu was saying he thinks Caleb Downs is the best chance to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. The odds right now, Vegas says Reuben Bain, David Bailey are the favorites. Arvel Reese, second best odds. Sonny Styles, third. And then Caleb Downs. I'm curious who you think of the Buckeyes, if you had to guess which one would have the best chance at winning Defensive Rookie of the Year, who do you think that would be?
That's an interesting question. Like, does Parnell get enough touchdowns? Or you said defensive, so we'll take him out of there. Tackles to me stand out. Sacks stand out. Does Arvel come in right away and play on the edge and abuse quarterbacks? That would be question number one. If that's the case, then I think he wins it. If not, probably feels like Sonny's going to have a chance to just have a whole bunch of stats. And I think people are going to look at that. So I would go Sonny in this one. Caleb, like, it really comes down to, and this is one of the things I thought was interesting evaluating him, is I felt like he missed some opportunities to actually take the football away because he was just, like, knocking people out across the middle of the field. So if he can get his interceptions up, then all of a sudden we're looking at maybe a player in a different light than what we saw him as a draft prospect. But if his interception numbers aren't going to be vastly different than what we saw in college, I feel like Sonny would be probably the safest pick.
You know, Deion Sanders appeared on my homie G. Bush's podcast, The Barbershop, which you can find on YouTube. He was talking about how he wants to get up to Cleveland to talk to Ty Monken, not as a father, but as a coach, to talk about how to get his son going. Do you have an issue with that if you was in the locker room?
Such a weird spot. Like, I think I have an issue because I don't think that you can. There's no way for him to go in there and just talk as a coach or to talk as a father. I think it's a blend of both, but that puts him in a weird spot. It's like, I get where he's at, where, you know, he looks at that kid as a part of him. And I think he wants what's best for him. I think he's going to come in and maybe be a little too much of, well, this is what I was like as a player and we're very similar players, or I see this guy as a son, basically, and you're going to get some of that instead of just like the pure, this is him, this is how you coach him. So I would leave it alone. I understand where he's at, and I think he's trying to do the right thing, but, like, no, thank you. I'm moving on from that one. Like, we don't need to have the conversation.
Last thing I have for you, Joshua. We are just about 2 weeks away from the baby tsunami arrival, potentially. Now, here's my question. How are you getting ready to fill in for Tyvis Powell when he is off on baby time? Are you getting up earlier?
Has it started yet? Are you doing 1 week before?
No, it started. I got up this morning. I was up real early. I was watching one of the CBS morning shows, and that was boring me, so I flipped on a movie. But I'm trying to get my body acclimated here. And I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a little bit tougher than I anticipated. So I'm glad that I started a little bit early to get my mind right.
That's right. Well, as long as Laurencia holds up her end of the bargain and just waits until the appropriate date, then you'll be fine. But if something happens and there's a wild card here, all bets are off and you're in. You don't get all the warm-up time.
She was texting my wife the other day.
And she was like, man, I feel like I'm like cramping a little bit. And my wife was like, are you sure it's not a contraction? And I was like, Maddie, please do not wish that. I still got to get ready. I'm not ready yet.
JP, Joshua
Damn
Perry.
Not ready.
Damn the pals. That's exactly what all their neighbors have said every year. That's right. Damn the pals. All right. That's it for JP today. But don't worry. He's going to be back next Monday, and then he'll be back every day that Tyvus is gone, filling in for us right here on The Fan. So thanks, JP. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right. Take care, guys.
There you go. Joshua Perry on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Put that on a t-shirt. Damn the pals. I like it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Said no one ever.
Hit the buzzer. We'll do that next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
In downtown Columbus, the right lane is blocked on 71 southbound over at Spring Street because of some debris on the roadway out there. But that's the only incident we have so far so good on this Monday, at least for right now. The north side heading downtown, if you're taking 315, it's only a 3-minute commute between 270 over towards Bethel Road. And for our friends in Delaware County, hey, good morning to you. Looking great on 71 south. You are flying at 9 minutes for your commute times between 36 to 270. I'm 10 TV's Brianna Albizu with your
Columbus.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
I don't know.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant.
Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Both of these men love the Browns. Also, both of these men hate the Browns. If you know, you know. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program, the man with the plan, Ryan Baker. How was your weekend,
well,
buddy?
According to you, I didn't have a plan.
Clearly, you did.
I wasn't the man with the plan.
You had an opportunity.
I dropped the ball.
You had an opportunity to do something great.
As a journalist and a reporter.
And you blew it. That's it.
All right. So we were talking in the commercial break. So prior to his time here, Ryan Baker has worked in other jobs in radio. And one of those was when you worked at the Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go when you worked with the Blitz to, back then it was Rock on the Range. Now it's Sonic Temple. And you interviewed some ridiculous names back in the day.
Yeah, it was pretty, it's 2014 in particular. It kind of ruined Rock on the Range for me because it was so good that year. Like, I got to interview Chris Jericho, who, as a wrestling fan, was one of my favorites. I got to interview Zachy from Avenged Sevenfold, Jason Hook from Five Finger Death Punch, as he was in the band then. And then I got to hang out with Avenged Sevenfold in their dressing room after and drink some beers with them.
That's
so
not lemonade.
And I didn't tell you this, Bone. The best part about that was...
Yeah, not lemonade, Tyvus.
So
call.
M. Shadows was standing there, and there's a bunch of people around him, and the Warner Brothers rep came up to me. He's like, have you got to meet all the guys?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I've talked to everyone but M. I was like, yes, everybody's around him. And he was like, no, forget that. Except he didn't say forget.
Right.
He grabbed me by the shoulder. Yeah. He walks me up straight to M Shadows, and like everybody
M,
left.
Like Eminem?
M. Just the letter M.
Oh, okay. When you say M, I think of Eminem.
So it's just me and him sitting there drinking for like 10 minutes, just the two of us talking. And then all of a sudden, Chris Jericho comes in, and Chris Jericho eyes are as red as the O over there on the wall because he'd been having a good time. And obviously,
sure.
I had talked to him earlier.
A little bit more
so
than
it's just
them drinks.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It wasn't lemonade.
That is correct. Yes.
So then it's just all of us sitting there talking about the Calgary Flames in hockey for like 15 minutes. And I'm like, how in the world did I get here?
You know, the funniest thing, I have found this about like, it's funny.
He didn't think to ask my question. He thought to himself, how did I get here? He should have thought to himself, this, I can ask the most important question that a lot of fans want to know.
Tyvus, you
it's
weren't
not
even,
a question the fans want to know.
I don't even believe you were a national championship MVP, defensive MVP yet at that point.
Yeah.
So.
This is, you making it even more reason why you should have asked the question, because it would have still been fresh. It would have been fresh.
Tyvus,
and it would have been very relevant at the time.
Tyvus wanted him to ask a question about another former wrestler who...
He said that he would
He's no longer with us.
He's no longer with us. He said they asked Chris Jericho if anybody from the WWE could watch his kid, who would he be? Who would he pick?
Mm-hmm.
And he picked this one wrestler who's no longer with us. And I wanted
to
know.
Whose name is what?
His name is Chris Benoit. And I want to know, how does
That's
he...
That's the wrong answer for those of you not watched in the lore of pro wrestling. That's the wrong answer.
Does he regret his decision of that?
I would think he would.
He has been scrubbed from any mention in WWE history.
Yeah, they definitely did that with the Canadian Crippler. Yeah. So
Crippler Crossface.
Yep, exactly right.
A lot of chair shots.
I just want to know, Tyvus, do you know why Chris Jericho?
Let's not talk about him anymore.
Yeah. We're done with him. That was Chris Benoit. Do you know why Chris Jericho would have been at Sonic Temple? He was there this week. He was at Sonic Temple again. And why he was there 12 years ago with Baker? Why do you think that was? Do you know why he was there?
Lamb of God.
I mean, he may be a fan of Lamb of God.
With them.
He might know them. He does a similar thing.
Smash Pumpkins.
Yes. The Smashing Pumpkins.
We're 12-year-olds on November 1st.
Okay. Tyvus, are you familiar with the band? If I say the band Fozzy, does that mean anything to you?
No.
It's not Waka Flocka. It's Waka Waka. Fozzy is here. No, that's like Chris Jericho.
Fozzy from the Muppets?
Fozzy is the name of Chris Jericho's band that plays Sonic Temple, Rock on the Range.
They played Sonic Temple this year?
I'm pretty sure they were. I know he was there. I saw people talking to him.
Chris Jericho
I didn't see him, but I saw photos of him. I'm pretty sure he was there.
What's going on. I got to do it myself.
Yeah, so you need.
I gotta go to Sonic Temple.
Well, now that you're a member of the media, you can do that.
It's very easy.
Well, I'm not a member.
We'll just get media passes and we'll go.
Nah, see,
well, if you want to ask him the question.
See, I had a.
I want you to ask him the question.
I don't go. I'm retired from that stuff.
You didn't go to Sonic Temple?
No.
Not one
Look
day.
Look at how bright-eyed and bushy-tailed I am today. I wouldn't be that way if I was at Sonic Temple.
He went.
I did go less. I did. Well, I went yesterday. I got passes from a friend, but I actually had a moment
Bone is better than you?
No.
Yes.
Because Reeser is a quitter.
Reeser did all 4 days.
What that mean?
I guarantee you.
I would have did all 4 days and been here.
If you went all 4 days, all day, every day, you would be whining like the worst I've ever seen.
First of all, who asked him to go all 4 days, all day?
You know,
when does it start?
What if that's what he wants to do?
Who wants to do that?
Reeser.
I regret not going on Thursday now that I know Fozzy was there.
Wait a minute.
I would have called off on Friday.
When does it start? And what time does it start?
Thursday at like noon, and it ends last night at like midnight.
Yeah. Okay, so Thursday, when time did it end?
Like midnight.
So he went from noon to midnight.
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't with him. I don't know what he did, but I know he was there all 4 days.
Is he coming in tomorrow?
Well, I hope so.
Okay. So he only needs 1 day to recover from four.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. What's wrong with that?
He's got days to use, Tyvus.
It's fine. It's allowed. Listen, we're not going to try to convince Tyvus on PTO, even though he's going to take the most PTO of anyone in the next
year. It's not considered PTO.
I know it isn't.
He's going to take paternity leave. He's doing a lot of work here.
Yeah, that's right. Meg, what do you guys have coming up on Bishop and Friends today?
We'll talk a lot PGA Championship. Also, some Aaron Rodgers. He's back with the Steelers officially. Austin Ward will join us. Why is he laughing still?
I don't know, because it just sometimes gets him.
At 10:30, so it'll be a fun show.
You know why he's laughing? Because then he doesn't have to do his job. He can just lay over there and laugh and not actually talk with us.
I do a lot around here.
Around here, not at home. And not in this delivery process. Are you crying?
That's right. Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon right here on The Fan.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for The Buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Don't look now, but the news is getting just wonderful. And apparently the Democratic Republic of Congo, there's a terrifying strain of Ebola virus, which if you don't know Ebola, COVID looks at Ebola and goes, uh-oh, I got to get out of town because Ebola's bad. Ebola's very bad. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that at least 6 Americans were exposed to this strain of Ebola as they traveled overseas and now have to be, I guess, checked and whatever else. So
we got a lockdown coming soon.
Ebola, dude, Ebola's not. Please God, no. I don't want another lockdown. I'm just saying Ebola, not good. It. You don't go read up on Ebola. What it does to you. COVID bad. Ebola much worse. We don't want Ebola. That's what I'm saying to you. Bishop and Friends coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
A construction heads up for you, and it is happening downtown. We're seeing some resurfacing going on, affecting that 71 area closer towards that 70 split, also over by Parsons and Main Street. The big thing to note here is that 71 southbound ramp to East Main Street will be closed starting tonight and even Tuesday night, starting at 10 p.m., lasting till 5 a.m. the next morning. Here's a look at that detour. It is 71 southbound to 70 westbound instead. Use State Route 315 northbound to then get off 62 Rich Street, and then head towards East Main Street eventually. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic.